Blog Talk Radio.
Spiritual Sunday. I'm your host, Lavina Polite, and we want to welcome you back to another wonderful episode of GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Minister Weathersby, are you there?
Yes, I am. Praise the Lord.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Trust me, I'm really feeling better than what I sound, but we're thanking God I'm yet here. And I just got in about 10 minutes ago, but I'm real comfy.
That is excellent. That's excellent.
I got more speed than people might imagine. don't get fooled on that Facebook thing. I wasn't always that big.
Oh, stop.
I'm just saying.
All right. Okay. Would you like to open up in prayer this evening?
Let us do that. Amen. Gracious and eternal Father, Lord God, I come to this hour just to say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for being with us at this time, Father God. Thank you for watching over us throughout this day. Thank you, Father God, for waking us up on early this morning, Father God. Before I go any further, let's just do one thing, Father God. Forgive us of any and all sins we may have committed, Father God, anything we did knowingly and unknowingly since we last spoke to you on today. Oh, Father God, and we pray, Father God, that in all that we do at this time, that it be done to your glory. So, Father God, just bless us as we pray to go, Father God, to just to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank you for yet another opportunity to come before you, Father God, be here with you on, Father God, GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. We thank you that you continue to allow your will to be done, not our will, Father God. Bless our host, oh, Father God, Lavina Polite, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Continue to strengthen and encourage your heart, oh, Father God. Bless the CEO of Rich Money, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. You know what he stands in need of, oh, Lord. We just stand in the gap, oh, Father God, interceding on his behalf. Bless all those that are associated with GQ Palace, oh, Father God, in the precious name of the Lord, saving Jesus Christ. I also want to ask that you bless somebody that's near and dear to me, Pastor Cheryl Olympia Scales, in the name of Jesus Christ. Continue to just do what only you can do and what you're doing in her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, for all those that are listening, we're praying that you bless them as well and that they really, oh, Father God, partake of a blessing that you have afforded for them at this time. We love you. We adore you. We give you honor. We give you the glory. In the precious name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
I felt my help.
That is excellent. We do have a special guest joining us this evening. He's going to be I have to actually go to him in the screening room. So if anyone's having any problems getting through, we're just going to ask that you do hang up and then call right back in and try and press the number 1 button. If you are unable to still get through with that, you can contact me on Facebook, or you can send me a message via my phone. So this way you can tell me the number, and I'll be happy to bring you in on the air. So what we're going to do until we can get that situated, we're just going to go to a song, and then when we come back, we're going to bring all the callers on.
All right.
Amen.
Molly, let's go get them.
Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. For that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Oh, 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 oh. Anybody ready?
Oh, oh, oh.
Ready for his glory?
Oh, oh, oh.
If you are sick of a life,
oh, oh, oh.
Let me tell you the story.
Oh, oh.
Every place that's dark,
oh, oh, oh.
He will bring it to light.
Oh, oh, oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Oh, oh, oh.
See, I include myself.
Oh, oh, oh.
I cast my own stone.
Oh, oh, oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Oh, oh, oh.
I can see my wrong.
Oh, oh, oh.
But I'm here by grace.
Oh, oh, oh.
Through Christ by faith. I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll ease my pain. Want that love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh,
anybody tired? Want the show to end?
Oh, oh, oh.
Get the actors off stage.
Oh, oh, oh.
And let church begin.
Oh, oh, oh.
Do you want a revolution?
Oh, oh, oh.
You want to hear new songs?
Oh, oh.
See, God is cleaning up house.
Oh, oh, oh.
And first he's
starting right at home.
Ooh,
oh, oh, no more miracle water.
Oh, oh,
work close for money and fame.
Oh,
see, everybody got a title.
Oh,
but do you know your name?
Oh,
if we humble ourselves, people
oh,
fall on our face.
Oh,
and ask God everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Yeah.
Welcome back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. We're going to bring on our special guest, Brother Elliot Hoskins, and we're also going to bring on one of our favorite pastors and someone who is close and near and dear to Minister Weathersby's heart. We're going to bring her on as well. If you wouldn't mind just welcoming Brother Elliot Hoskins first.
Amen.
How you doing?
How you doing, Lavita?
How you doing, Brother Pastor? Doing pretty good.
Oh, I'm blessed. I can explain. Praise God.
Before we get started, we're just going to bring on Pastor Sherry as well. Pastor Sherry, you there?
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise God.
All right. So now we're ready. So before we just get started with everything, I just want to find out, how has everyone been? And if anything new has been happening, hint, hint, Minister Weathersby, if anything has been...
Oh, you didn't have to do that. I'm ready. You don't know. You just don't understand. Yes, praise God. I'm going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry, because I don't want to delay no time. We want to let the special guest have his place. Amen. I just thank God, as all those know that you know, that listen regularly, I wasn't here last Sunday because I had some health issues, and I looked at it like just the Lord let me see it. You know, and I don't want the people to get this twisted, but think about Jesus and what had to happen to him. He had to go down in the grave, which is to be laid down, and for God to raise him up. And when God brought him back up, he brought him up and brought him in heavenly places and gave him all power. So what I'm trying to say is that purpose, when you know purpose and understand purpose, you got to go down before God takes you up. Amen. And all this week, God's been operating in serious purpose with me. So I've been running, and God is blessing me extremely well. I just got in about 15 minutes ago, coming from a second service. And you know, Pastor Sherry and I are doing a special show. Special show dealing with relationships, and it just started from my book, the first book, and that premiered last evening, and we know that the Lord blessed that thing because it was of Him, and it ain't nothing but the Word, and we're, you know, looking forward for other things to be happening as well, but God is just doing good, and I don't even want to go no more because I could talk all. I mean, He's been just good, He's been that good.
That is amazing. That is amazing. And we are so very happy for you. And Pastor Sherry.
Amen.
We're very happy. Has anything been going on with you, Pastor Sherry, besides the wonderful show? What was the name of the show last night, Minister Weathersby?
Unless the Lord Builds the House, you know, which is my book, was Unless God Builds the House. But we stuck with Psalm 127, 1A.
Mm-hmm.
And oh yeah, the show was Unless the Lord Builds the House, and it was sponsored by and I thank God for them for the vision, Interpraisement Media Group, Brother Faith Walker on Crossroad Temple.
That's right.
Shout
that's
out,
right.
Bro.
Amen. And
yes, because you had mentioned it was you know, about your book. But for the new callers that we have in that just wasn't that haven't been familiar with your book, I just wanted you to announce it for them, so this way they would have the information as well.
Yes.
Pastor Sherry, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's I'll wait.
It's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to thank God for just a good week in the midst of it all. God has been good and favorable to us and to me, and I just thank God for His mercy, His grace. I thank Him for His divine protection and His unfailing love towards me, and it just makes me more humble. The goodness of the Lord really humbles my heart towards Him and even the more, and I'm just grateful to be just one in the number and be a part of the kingdom work of God, and seeing and experiencing God's people being saved, set free, healed, and delivered, even the more, and even my own self. So I'm thankful for His love. I'm thankful for His correction. Oh, yeah. Thanking for His correction, because His correction brings healing to my soul. And thanking for His chastisement, because that lets me know that I'm His. I belong to Him. I'm not a bastard. I'm a child of God. And I just thank Him for all those many things, all the many bountiful blessings that He has bestowed, and just want to be thanking God for counting me worthy to be a servant, to serve wherever it's needed to be a help to His people. And I just thank God for relationships, and thank God for the new door that He's opened, and just humbled by that even more. And no goodness of our own or my own, is just to God be the glory for the things He's done. And I thank God for you and Brother Rich and the DQ Palace family as well. I just thank God for just being accepted and by you all and loved by you all. And it's just an honor to be amongst this people and to encourage each other in the Lord.
Amen. And Pastor Sherry was actually our special guest last week Sunday, and
yes.
We had a wonderful time. We had a wonderful time.
Y'all did. I listened to the recording. Yes, y'all did. I listened to the recording.
Yes, we had a wonderful time, and it was amazing. It was amazing. And Brother Elliot, now we come to you, our special guest this evening. He'll be with us from 7 to 8 this evening. How have you been, and can you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. You know what? God has been blessing. Oh, my God. Look, that's been so much God has done. First of all, let me say thank you for allowing me to be on your show. I'm excited about this. God is doing such amazing things. I'm listening to the other hosts, man, and I'm excited for them. The Bible says rejoice with those who rejoice.
Hallelujah.
I'm excited about what God is doing in their lives.
Hallelujah.
Well, just to share just a little bit of who I am and what God has done. Of course, my name is Elliot Hoskins. I'm an ordained minister. I've been preaching the gospel over 25 years.
All right, sir.
I was offered a church out on the West Coast. I moved from California back to North Carolina to pastor a church back here in North Carolina. And I get here in North Carolina, and God opened another door for me to start a radio ministry. And the show is called Let's Talk Real Life. We deal with real life issues that occur and happen with people in the body of Christ that we sometimes don't talk about. God has been blessing there. We got sponsors, and God has been opening a lot of doors. Like the dear brother said earlier, God blessed me to have my first book published in 2010.
All right, sir.
The book's entitled The Equipped Servant Prepared for Service. It's kind of based on helping leaders become better leaders. You know, when I went through my calling as a minister, I went through something called a catechism. And they asked all these questions. So what I did in my book was I put catechism questions in the book to help new ministers coming up.
What's the name of that book?
The book's entitled The Equipped Servant Prepared for Service. You can get it at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, or you can just look, or you just go to my website, which is ehinc.co, and you can get the book from the website as well. But what God has done? Oh my God, God has just opened some doors, and I'm just amazed. I really don't know where to start because I don't want to sound like I'm bragging about something, but God is really blessing. You know, and I think sometimes we as God's people, we don't always share with one another what God is doing in our lives because the enemy would tell us, you know, look, don't say too much because it seems like you're boasting. But you know what? As children of God, I believe we should boast every once in a while.
That's right.
I believe we should boast about what God is doing because there are so many people out there who think God has forgotten about them.
Mm-hmm.
What better way to encourage someone that God hasn't forgotten about you if you tell them, hey, listen, this is what God has done in my life. And guess what? I was in the same predicament, the same position you was in not too long ago, feeling like, hey, maybe God forgot about me. Maybe God left me on the side of the road. But guess what? He didn't. And I'm here. The other pastor's here. The other brother, he's here. And so, and Levita, you're here. So that means God has forgotten about us. And so there are countless people in the body of Christ who think God has forgotten about them. And so I'm thankful for what God has done. I'm thankful for the doors God has opened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about what God is doing in your life, Levita. I'm really excited about this. And I know God has so much more for you. And so, and I think it's important that we, as people in the body of Christ, that we are willing to encourage one another and help one another. As I said,
I know that's right.
In my 25 years in ministry, and I mean, like all of us in ministry, we have seen some stuff, you know.
Yes, sir.
And I've been in the pastor's studies, and I've been with the bishops, and I've heard and seen stuff happen in the body of Christ that you think would not happen.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that we wouldn't backstab one another, that we wouldn't cut one another's throat and try to get ahead
of
one another. But we do. We do it all the time. You know, and so I think it's important that we do things like this. that we show the world that we as Christians, that we can work together. We're not just trying to get something for myself. I'm trying to have others get something for themselves as well. Again, the scripture says that we should rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. And if I can't rejoice with you when you're having success, then of course God can't give me any success. So that's kind of my testimony. That's kind of what God is doing in my life. And again, I thank you immensely for allowing me to be here tonight.
And it's definitely an honor to have you on this evening. Minister Weathers, were you going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say something, Pastor Hosker. You write about boasting. You can make your boast in the Lord. And I just went to your website. I just bought me a copy of the book.
Oh, praise God.
That's how I roll.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate that.
And I wanted to say also, I thank God for your testimony. Brother Hodgkin, Minister Hodgkin, I was going to allude to what Minister Arthur has said in Psalms 34, 1-3, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Yeah.
My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. So you all right, you're in the house. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. You know what? I find. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
But you know what? I find it just amazing how, the world is becoming more aggressive, and
that's right.
And the body of Christ are becoming more timid.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
The world is just so out in your face about what they do, what they believe. You know,
yes,
if we don't believe what they believe, they'll sue us, ruin our businesses. You know, but as those of us in the body of Christ, it's like we're becoming more and more timid. We don't want to say anything. We don't want to say the wrong things. We want to be politically correct. You know, we don't want to say something that's gonna step on somebody's toes. But you know what? Listen, I'm here for one reason and one reason only. I'm here because God saved my life.
That's right.
That's why I'm here. God saved my life. I should be either dead or in prison somewhere.
Right, God.
But God saved my life. And if God if God can save somebody like me, listen, I was a thug, y'all. I was banging. I was
doing anything
I wanted to do. I come from a family of 5 kids. We all went to college. I played college football, had the opportunity to play pro ball. But I just love violence. I love violence. So when I moved to California, I got involved with the Crips because I love violence. I love hurting people. I loved it. It was a turn on to me. And so when God called me, first of all, when God saved me, I'm like, my God, God. I mean, God, don't you know who I am? I mean, I'm a thug. I'm a womanizer. I'm a pimp. If it can be done, God, I'm gonna do it. I mean, I'm 6'5", I weigh 300 pounds. I've been lifting weights all my life. And so I'm like, God, if it can be done, I'm going to do it. If I can take it from you, I'm going to take it from you. I don't care if I got to fight you, kill you, stab you, shoot you. It don't really matter to me one way or the other, but I'm going to get what I want to get from you. But if God can save somebody like me, and you don't think I'm going to tell the world about that?
That's right.
Shoot. Listen, I fought when I wasn't saved, and I fight when I'm saved right now. I don't even care.
Pastor, wait a minute, Pastor. I ain't letting you get away with that. I'm about to back that train up. Hold on a second, bro. Wait a minute. Let's back that train up. Let's back that train up, Pastor. What you just did was describe your own self. We don't want people confused out there. You ain't out there trying to take care of nobody's life right now. Come on, Pastor. That was the old you. That was that old creature. That old you, a new creation in Christ.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm new now. I'm new.
Yeah.
I'm brand new.
Yeah. We gotta let them know.
Yeah. I'm brand new. Yeah. Look.
Yes, sir. There's somebody out there might be
like
scared right now.
Look, I'm like a new kid, Tim. Yeah, I'm new now. I'm new.
Yes, sir. I'm all about helping folks out. I'm gonna help. We'll help one or two another.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's excited about the testimony, but I got the back. God got the back.
Like, I appreciate that. So, listen, I appreciate that.
All right, we're gonna go to a song, and then we're gonna come back, and we're gonna bring a caller on. Okay.
All right.
Right. Amen.
My testimony, everybody, how God favored me in spite of my enemies. And if God did it for me, he'll do the same thing for you. Don't worry about your haters. Your haters can't do nothing with you. Listen to these words.
Love is patient, caring. Love is kind.
Love is felt most.
Love is felt most when it's genuine.
I had my share of love abuse,
manipulated,
and its strength
misused.
And I can't help but to give God
glory
when I think about my story. Oh yeah, y'all, I got a story to tell.
And I know
you favored me
because my
enemies,
they did try,
but they couldn't try
over me.
Yes, they did try,
but it didn't work.
I'm still here.
I'm still alive.
I'm still blessed.
On my way to my destiny,
because the favor of God is on my life.
Let me tell you about love.
Love is patient.
Love is kind.
Love is felt most
when it's genuine.
I had a whole lot of people in my life
who abused my love.
They manipulated
it
and took the strength of it
and tried to misuse
it.
But I can't help
but to give God glory today
when I think about all I've been through.
And I still came out on the winning side.
I don't know about you, but I know
that he favored me
because my enemies,
they did try.
Sing it, y'all.
But they couldn't triumph over me,
because greater is he that is in me
than he that's in the world.
That's what they did.
That's what they did.
They told
a whole lot of lies.
But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in
Christ.
He favored me.
But it would not fall.
Would not bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored me.
I spoke life
and prosperity.
I even spoke health.
He favored me.
They whispered about me.
They conspired
against me.
They told
a whole lot of lies
on me.
But God favored
me.
My character.
My faith in God.
He favored
me.
It will not fall.
Not gonna
bend.
Won't compromise.
God favored
me.
I speak
prosperity.
And I speak
health.
Won't compromise,
although I was going through,
I speak life,
and I spoke life,
your hard time. Don't worry.
God's there with me.
Attack your character. Attack your integrity. Don't worry. No, no.
God's there with me.
Touch your neighbor. Encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. I can say it. Till you will.
One more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.
Welcome back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. We're going to bring on another caller. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Praise the Lord. It's Revenge. It's Martha. I mean, Sister Martha. I'm sorry, y'all. Forgive me.
Hi, Martha. How
are
you? Doing pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great by God's grace. I'm good because God is good, and I'm blessed because I'm alive. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, amen. And how's school been for you?
You know, this week, I'll tell you, Jesus, never been trying, but I know God is still in the midst of working. They started this Christian athlete thing or whatever this Thursday, and God showed me a lot, and God was working tremendously through the kids, and it was just, I loved it. It's truly a blessing to work with teens that are pregnant and teens that are hurt and confused and sad and have all these issues that they need to, you know, just take it out. And God is just moving in the midst. God is moving in the midst of their mess and what they're doing and what they're going to be doing. God is just good, you know. God, I mean, you should not have to prove yourself that you are a Christian. It should just come out all the way. You don't have to say, I'm a Christian. And this lady, I was at Walmart the other day, and God had showed me some stuff and told me to go to the lady. And I went to the lady. I said, hey. I said, you need prayer? And she was like, no, ma'am, you can't pray for anybody unless you believe in God. And I said, you know, I'm a minister, so I'm a leader. I'm a leader. That's exactly what I told her. I said, I'm a leader. God had let me to come over here to see if you needed any prayer. And she said, yes, and she started crying. I thank God for everything that he is doing and what he's about to do in my life. I really thank God for the ministry that he has given me, you know, given me in my home ministry. I thank God for that. It's just a lot. I thank God for everything.
That is excellent. And well, I'm going to offer you words of encouragement. And I'll just start off by saying, you know, please remain, you know, positive. And sometimes, you know, people might say that, you know, you don't have to tell people that you're a Christian, but the way you carry yourself, you know, your walk, your talk, everything will speak for itself. Those words necessarily don't really have to come out, because they can tell exactly who you are by how you represent yourself. So I'm going to say just stay encouraged and stay positive. And we're just going to go down the line of everyone just offering words of encouragement to you this evening. We'll start off by our special guest.
Amen.
Hey, amen. Praise God. You know what, as young lady, as I heard you talking, well, the first thing that came to mind was the Bible says, "Let your light so shine before men, that they may glorify your works, that they may glorify the Father." You know, and so the first time, the moment I heard that, I immediately thought, you know what? God is going to do so much with you. You know, you know, we always say, you know, God wants to bless us. But the issue is whether we want to be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does God want to bless? Yes. But do we want to be blessed? Because it takes something to be blessed by God. It takes something to walk with God. You know, the Bible says that once you put your hand to the plow, you can't look back. Because if you look back, you're unfit or unworthy for the kingdom of God. And so, right now, you have your hand to the plow. So let me just encourage you that what you're doing right now, a lot more is going to come. Who you're talking to right now, a lot more people are going to come. And the vision God has given you for what you're doing, God is going to give you even larger vision. And so I want to just share that with you real briefly. I don't know you, but I just sense that God is going to expand what you're already doing. I don't know what your ministry is. I really don't. But I just feel like God is going to expand what you're already doing. And so I want to just encourage you, tell you keep doing what you're doing. That there are bigger things in store, and a lot bigger things ahead of you. Now, just because there are bigger things ahead of you doesn't mean that there aren't bigger problems ahead of you as well.
Come on.
Okay, more people are going to reject you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We think sometimes that getting big is the goal. But the bigger you get, the bigger your problems become, the bigger your fight becomes, and the more intensified the enemy will come against you. That's just a trade-off of being anointed. That's a trade-off. And so you must accept that responsibility, or accept that feat, if you want the responsibility of being anointed. And so God is going to anoint you, but understand, but with that anointing will come a greater fight. Be encouraged.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I'll just piggyback on what Pastor Hoskins was saying, just to say this, that with that anointing and with whatever God will have for you, God's going to do something that is this awesome. And he's going to do something that he has to do, because he must do, because God's work is serious work. It's serious business. It's not play. It's nothing to be played with. You know, he's not satisfied when folks be trying to go through the motion, because talking is a good thing, and a lot of folks got a lot of game. But see, God looks for real folk, and he will do what needs to be done to make us real. But know this, he will not throw you out there until it's ready. So I know that the scripture talks about wait on the Lord and be of courage and good cheer, and wait, I say, on the Lord. And a lot of people take that to mean that you sit down and be idle and sit down on your hands. No, that means just wait for the direction of the Lord. So don't, you know, a lot of times we get a calling from God, and we believe that calling is our ticket to ride. No, it is not. It's just a calling. We have to understand this. In the Bible, here's two illustrations I'm going to give you to support what I'm saying. Joshua was the second. He was the second one that was chosen to be the leader of the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. And Joshua was given the charge to lead the children of Israel into the Hebrew children into the promised land, because Moses, God told him that wouldn't be for him. But Joshua couldn't take over that until Moses was gone. David was anointed the second king of Israel because Saul, the first king of Israel, had fell out of favor with God, and David knew he was the anointed for a long time, because the Bible says that when God spoke to the prophet Samuel and told him to go to the son, Jesse's house, which was David's father, that he was going to anoint the next king of Israel. And there were seven sons that Jesse brought before Samuel, because he said, one of my sons is going to be king. He had seven sons that looked back. They came up out of, anybody know anything about movies, they got castings. They came out of central casting. They looked like Yul Brynner and Charlton Heston. The Lord did not, he didn't pick neither one of them, because here's what the Bible says. Man looks at the outward appearance and God looks at the heart. So Samuel said, God is not a liar. And it's Numbers 23:19 says he's not a liar. And Isaiah 55:11 says that whatever he says, his word, that thing goes forth and it prospers the things that he sendeth. So he noted that there had to be somebody else. He said, surely there got to be another one here. And then Jesse said, well, I got to see a little old boy out back. And note this, Martha, he's about 13 years old, somewhere around there. He's a shepherder. And he didn't look like a king at all. But when he came in and stood before the prophet, the anointing oil, and when they anointed people back in the day, we may have to go back to this, when they poured that oil on you, they didn't just put that little dab of dew on your forehead. They poured that on your head, and it went down from your head to your feet, because some folks need to be drenched in the oil, in the anointing oil, and drenched of the Holy Spirit. What I'm trying to say is that David did not become king till many, many years later. And there was an instance in the Bible where Saul was trying to come after David, and David, because he got upset with David. I don't want to go into the whole thing, but David had opportunity. He could have killed Saul, but he didn't do it, because that was God's anointing. So all I'm saying is, when God's work is serious, it's serious business, but don't move ahead of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Minister Weathers there. Love you.
Love you too, child.
Pastor Sherry, are you there?
Yes. Praise God. Sister Martha, just want to let you know that we love you, and more importantly, God loves you. And just continue to keep yourself covered in the blood of Jesus, and keep the whole arm of God on. And I can appreciate the love and burden for souls that you have. But just continue to stay humble in the Lord. And, ever since I heard you from way back, I've always had you on my intercessory prayer list. Thank God for the zeal and excitement for God and the love for people. And just continue to stay humble before Him and continue to always seek His wisdom, His counsel, and His knowledge, even the more, and keep strong. I remember Sister Lavina saying this one time, always surround yourself with strong, older, seasoned men and women that will also keep your spirit in check, and not because to bring harm, but to love you into even greater maturity and wisdom and understanding and knowledge. Because wisdom is the principal thing in all of our getting. You got to get an understanding. And so we can, and not that you don't have it, but just wanted to encourage you in that even more from when I heard her, Sister Lavina, say that to you some time ago. It's so important for all of us, really, but even more so as a young woman of God that God is yet using and blessing, as Minister Elliott has said, having you in the line of just using you for His glory and for His honor. And always remember, anointing is not appointing.
That's right. Thank you,
anointing.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Was anointing.
Yes.
Amen. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you, babe. Thank you, babe. That's, thank you. Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Remember,
the
anointing.
Thank you, honey. Thank you.
David was a sheep herder, but he had been anointed for the work.
That's
but
right.
He had not yet been appointed
That's
to the
right.
position. And this is just words of wisdom, because I've messed up many times. I've been saved a little over 33 years, and still got a long way to go to be like the Lord, okay? That's not to intimidate nobody, but I thank God for where He brought me, because I just don't want to say something, honey. I got something to say. Help somebody along the way. And if I can help somebody along the way, then I know my living will not be in vain. So, woman of God, just take it slow, take it one day at a time, and understand the difference between anointing and appointing. Get somewhere
and
get taught by
Thank
that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because David had to wait, and in that time of appointment and anointing, he went through a series of events for his character to be proven.
That's
for
right.
the position that yeah. God would have him to be set up in. So be encouraged. Take all this as just thank you, Jesus. It's not a put down. It's just a setup. For God.
Can I say one more thing?
Thank you, Pastor Sherry.
Sure,
yes,
but,
baby. Love you.
Are you Pastor
Can I say one more thing?
Minister Hopkins. Yes, go ahead.
Again, young lady, you sound young. That's what I'm saying, young lady.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm
saying. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Let no one despise you because of your youth."
That's right.
Amen.
Set the believer. It says, "But set the believers an example in speech and conduct,
that's right, that's
in
right.
love and faith and purity." It says, "Be an example." But first, Paul starts out by telling Timothy, "Let no man despise you because of your youth."
Right.
When I was coming up in the ministry, I was told by an older pastor that I was too young to pastor.
Yeah.
He told me I was too young, and I had to go sit down somewhere and wait until my time came. Now, I'm sure he didn't mean it to be spiteful. I'm sure he was trying to give me a word of wisdom from his own perspective. But his perspective, I felt, was a little demeaning. But let me just say this one last thing, and I'm through. And what Pastor said is so true. Anointing does not equate to appointing.
That's right.
When the Bible says let no man despise you because of your youth, that's your responsibility.
That's right.
That's your responsibility.
Right. Praise God.
Right.
You can't let anybody despise you. In other words, it doesn't mean people won't despise you. What it means is that you can't diminish because they do.
That's right.
You can't retreat because they do despise you because of your youth. Because they despise Timothy because of his youth. But you can't retreat because of it.
Okay.
And so don't retreat just because you're young. Don't let someone older tell you, "Girl, you're too young to give me anything yet." Don't retreat because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you retreat, then the enemy will advance. See,
that's
every
right.
bit of ground we give up as believers in Christ, the enemy advances.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, and sometimes it's hard to get that ground back.
Amen.
So,
amen.
I just want to leave you with
amen.
That.
God bless you. Pastor Sherry, did you say something? Oh, yeah. Or is Pastor Sherry
still here? No, Pastor Sherry, she's still here, but she spoke, she gave you words of encouragement earlier.
I'm sorry, y'all. My mind is so messed up today. I really, truly thank God. The person that just talked, thank you so much. I've heard so many people, especially my pastor. And I was just telling the young people that are sitting around me right now, I just told them, I said, now you understand why I tell you I don't let my pastor stop me, because I know that the Bible says don't let them despise because of your youth. And I understand that I used to do a lot of things when I was 13. I used to do drugs. I used to sell drugs. I used to do all this. And then when it came a time that I was asleep, I had a dream that I was going to hell. I physically died, actually, in my sleep. And they said there was nothing wrong with me, but I could not breathe. And it was just like a tenuous thing. And I said, you know what? Okay, God, I'm going to do whatever you want me to do. And that day, when everybody started saying, are you going to sit with me? And I said, no. I said, either you stop or I'm leaving. And the boy, the girl, took out the gun and pointed it at me. And I said, I don't care. I'm leaving. I walked away. I said, go ahead and do it, because it's not going to work. I walked away without no shot in my body. I walked away, and God is just so good. He made me so, it's real. This is real. Hell is real. And I thank God, you know, only dying one time, you know, dying five times in my lifetime, that's a lot. For God be the glory. I have a testimony, and that's why I'm here today, because I'm here to tell my testimony. Okay, I let go of my mind passing away. It's not even that no more. It's not that no more. It's not about my mom. It's not about my daddy. It's not about me. It's not about my brother, but it's all about the kingdom. I'm trying to get to the place where God wants me to be, and I'm waiting. I want to wait because I told somebody the other day, I said, I don't want to be where God wants me to be. She said, why are you declining yourself? Why are you denying yourself and you still walking in it? Why are you still walking in the when God told you to be something, you already walking in it. Why are you walking in it then? There has to be a reason why you're walking in it. And the woman said, don't let people tear you down. I don't care what people say to you. I don't care what people say about you. I don't care what they do to you. You stand your ground and you let the devil know that you can't. The devil can't take me over. The devil can't do nothing to you. He can do anything in the flesh, but he cannot take your soul. Let the devil know that. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And I thank God for every encouraging word that y'all have said to me. It really encouraged my heart. But I got to go.
Wait, Martha, before you go real quick, Sal, let me just say this for you real quick. Now, Martha, you know I know you. You know I know you, right?
Uh-oh.
Martha.
Minister Weathersby.
No, Martha, she's still there?
Yes.
She's there.
Martha, you ready, Sal? You just gave the evidence. You ready right now.
But what are you talking about?
I know you. I'm just saying, when you just spoke right there, Martha, you ready. How you just spoke right there, you're ready, child.
Amen.
And there was an opposite phone with a silence.
You're
going to
walk
Martha,
into your
just
season.
Think about it. Just
you're
going to
walk
think
into
about
your season,
it.
Martha.
I'm thinking about it, and I know I'm ready.
Yeah.
I know.
Right. Okay. Because you were a little shocked there for a minute, but just think that, you know, he does know you, and he's telling you pretty much that you are ready, you know, by the way that you just spoke right there, and which I second it. You're definitely doing great things, Martha, and
Jesus.
Just think about it for a minute. Let it marinate, and then
you,
and go
really
ahead and baby sick, because I know she's baby sick.
Thank you,
Lord
God.
Jesus,
have mercy on me. I'm
sorry,
y'all. I feel the Holy Ghost, and I feel like running. All right. Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
All right. All right. Well, I gotta go with babysit.
God bless
y'all.
God bless you. Take care, Martha.
Abundantly.
I'll see you next week.
All right,
y'all,
Martha. Bye-bye.
Y'all already blessed. Don't let the enemy tell y'all not blessed, because you know what God bless you means? God bless you means you already blessed. But God bless you more abundantly means he's going to bless you more and more and more. I'm done. God bless y'all more abundantly.
God bless you, Martha. Thank you.
That child, I tell you. You're all right with me.
Oh God. Okay. Whew. Okay. So we've come to that time of the hour where our special guest, it's 8:00, and our special guest will be leaving us. But we meant to talk about a topic that he did have on his show.
Lavina, look,
yes.
Look, I can't go now. I can't go.
Come on.
I'm had to hang on to the hour. I can't go. Y'all gonna fire me up. I can't go nowhere right now.
I know that's right.
Okay. Good. Because there was a topic that you had spoke about on your show, and I wanted to touch about it here on Spiritual Sunday. But before we do it, we have two more callers to bring on. So I'm just going to go to a song, and then I'm going to bring both those callers on at the same time. So if you guys can just hold the line, and we'll be right back. Amen.
All right.
Welcome back to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. We're going to bring on a caller, and then we're going to bring on the second caller as well. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is Angie.
Hey, Angie.
Hi. How's everybody?
We're good. Doing well.
Bless
you. Just fine. Just fine.
Good. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
I'm just tuning in. I haven't heard any testimonies or anything, but I want to give God the glory. He deserves all the praise and the glory and the honor, and he's just so faithful, you know, and, you know, he always keeps his promise that you just have to say thank you. And, you know, I was in the sermon this morning, my pastor was speaking on toxins, how we're toxic to ourselves sometimes. And the first toxin he spoke about was thoughts, you know, how thoughts can be very toxic, you know. Negative thinking, you know, doubting yourself, you know, very detrimental to the way, you know, sometimes you live is because you have it in your head, this is what you are, so this is how you're going to live. You know, not giving yourself any kind of credit, not giving the Lord any credit, you know, and that's all in the mind. And a lot of people struggle with that, you know. Because, you know, I went to a wake of a young man, 33 years old, a friend of mine, you know, who was in a car accident 3 years ago. I think I spoke to you about that, Vina.
Yes.
And you see a lot of these young people there, and I'm looking like, how many of them can say that they're actually ready if this moment comes? You know, how many of them, you know, even acknowledge God, not even follow him, not even acknowledge him, you know, because the flesh can't be saved. You can't save the flesh. That'll wither away with everything else, but your soul, there is somewhere after here that your soul can go and rest, but you have to be ready. And how many people can actually say that they are ready? I'm ready. If the Lord was to come right now, I'm ready. You know, it's crazy, you know, because a lot of people, when you speak of the Lord, when you speak of the Lord to them, they get very they think you're being judgmental. You know, they think you're being judgmental. It's like, no, you're not being judgmental, but the Bible will reveal to you who you are, who you really are.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, and spiritually and fleshly, it will reveal to you who you are. And a lot of people are afraid. They're afraid of who they are.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and it's crazy, you know, because again, sometimes you can tell the stuff until you blow in the face, but if they're not ready, it's not going to do anything. You know, and it's sad to see that happening, you know, situations and stuff like that happen, because like I said, this man is 33 years old. You know, was he ready? You know, I just think about a lot of stuff like that, you know, and then I sit down and do self-examination and like, Angel, you ready? You know what I'm saying? If I'm not ready, it's time to get ready, because
that's right.
With the way the world is ran now, man is trying to put his law above God's law, you know, making gay marriage illegal and stuff like that. If that's the case, a father may as well go out and marry his daughter.
I'm sorry, Angie.
And you know, listen, it's to each his own, because even
look, I know you. And
I'm gonna stop myself, because you know we can go on and on. I can do that, but you know, again, it's to each his own, because even a preacher can't preach me into heaven. So, you know, that's just my thought.
Yeah, that's right. Just right. Do you think that a lot of people are afraid? I don't want to say afraid to die, but I'm going to say, do you think a lot of people are afraid that other people will know their true colors? And you think they're more afraid of that? Because I think a lot of people even know that. Exactly. And I think that that's, you know, the key. Like, sometimes, you know, people, when you start talking to them about church and you start talking to them about living right and doing the right thing and what they should be doing, you know, from your perspective, and they start to, you know, automatically get very defensive. And in the process of them, you know, getting defensive, they think, okay, well, you're judging me, you know. But in all reality, you're not judging them. You're just speaking to them pretty much of, you know, about what they're doing. And since you asked me, you know, I'm telling you that this is what I, you know, have observed about it.
Right, right. They asked a question, but wasn't ready for the answer. Now, you know, and a story, this is about myself. Now, how I used to live, very promiscuously. You understand what I'm saying? People, they had a little money, hustles and stuff like that. I was into that. Now, the same people call me now, and you're like, oh, Angela's good. I'm like, listen, that's no. You know what I'm saying? They really get offended because I say, no, this is not what I am. You know what I'm saying? I've never really been like that. That's what I thought I was. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We couldn't get along. We couldn't go nowhere unless sex ended the night. You know what I'm saying? That's not how I live. That's not what right now. You know what I'm saying? So they struggle. They struggle with that because they think that, like, and now because they're not being satisfied, they look like I'm the one with the problem.
Right. And is there any way you think that you can, like, show them, you know, how you have transformed and that might be able to help them as well? Or you kind of think that that won't work for some of them?
I do. I try to share to them where I am because I'm, like, going to my CR meetings and stuff like that. I try to share all of that stuff with them, you know what I'm saying, of why I'm where I am, why I choose not to, you know, have sex with them, whatever the case may be. I explain that to them. You know what I'm saying? I do. You know, and hope that maybe they'll get it. We don't need to have sex to be friends. There's so many other things out there that we can do. You know what I'm saying? And I also have children to the point where I have to respect myself and respect them. So, you know, and that just, and all it does, all sex does is confuse things. It builds emotion. It builds emotion, and then you can't think straight.
So,
you know, if you're going to roll with me with that one or get ran over by it, I'm sorry. Those are the only options.
Right. Well, Angie, we're gonna give you words of encouragement, but then I'm going to actually speak about something that I found out yesterday. And because you're very familiar with me, I kind of want you to listen to it and see exactly what words of encouragement that you can give me. What I'm going to say is, as far as, you know, you are concerned, I'm going to just say stay encouraged. And we have to definitely communicate a little bit more than we have been, you know, because there's so many things that we can, you know, talk about. And I believe encourage each other in different, you know, aspects in our life. So I'm going to just stay encouraged, stay positive, and, you know, your transformation is wonderful, and I'm happy to, you know, be a part of your life, and I'm happy that
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate you. I really do.
Oh, we're going to go down the line and give words of encouragement.
Angie. Hello, Angie.
Yeah, huh?
Hi, my name is Elliot.
Hi, Elliot.
How you doing? Listen, as I was listening to your talk, a scripture came to mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1, it says, therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart. Then it says, but we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word. But by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me give you a brief open interpretation. And hear what God is saying is that, first of all, God is saying you have a ministry. That's the first thing. He's saying you have a ministry. And he said your ministry doesn't become because he said the ministry doesn't come because of you. It comes because of his mercy.
Mm-hmm.
Then he goes on to say in verse 2 that that you will. I'm not a good way to say it. You will teach others, or you will cause other people's conscience to be turned because of your behavior.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. You said people be calling you and thinking you still doing the same thing you used to do, but you don't do that no more. That's not you anymore, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And here in verse 2 it says, again it says, I'm just reading a portion of it. It says, but by the open statement of the truth, we have commended ourselves to everyone's consciousness. And so, because of your statements, because of what you're saying, because of what you're living, you will turn people's consciousness around to another direction because of your lifestyle now.
Mm-hmm.
And so people will be turned. People's consciousness, people, the way people perceive you, the way people look at you, the way people identify you will change because of the way you live now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that verse is saying. And so let me just encourage you in this way. Life is never going to be easy. Life is never going to be a merry-go-round.
Mm-hmm.
But life is worth living, and it's joyful, not because of what I did in the past, but because of what God is doing with me in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it's not your past that dictates your future, but it's your present that dictates your future.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then.
And so what God is going to do with you. You know, the Bible says that you are now look, in verse, in chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians, and verse 17, it says you are now a new creature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You know, in the King James, it says creature. In the NIV, it says creation.
Mm-hmm.
But God has changed you. And in a sense, God has changed your name.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just encourage you.
Amen.
To stand. You know, Paul says stand.
Right.
When you've done all you can do, he says stand. And when you've done all you can do to stand, he says stand anyway.
Right.
Let me just encourage you to stand.
Amen.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Amen.
Hold on.
Yeah. You know, just to piggyback on what Pastor Austin said, because I heard a couple times of this word that came out that's always keep coming out about Christians, about judging. Let's go to 1 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, the 4th through the 13th verse. And I'm going to read it from the Amplified version of the Bible. And I hope it's read sincerely, because based on what the pastor just said, just listen to what this says now. What business of mine is it, and what right have I to judge outsiders? Is it not those inside the church upon whom you are to pass disciplinary judgment, passing censoring sentence on them as the facts require? God alone puts his judgment on those who are outside. Drive out that wicked one from among you. Expel him from your church. Judging, you know, people, I hear this all the time. I'm not to judge. We cannot judge. I cannot judge. You better show yourself a fool.
Okay.
There's judgment in the household of the faith that we are required to do. But it's in love, but it's still from God. This is why it's outside of the scripture speaks where you can't judge outside, because God, there's only one that has that responsibility. That's condemnation. That judgment outside is condemnation. To those that sin, the wages of sin is death. They already been judged. They just waiting to get their ticket to ride. So they've already been judged. If you continue in sin, you operate in sin, the wages of sin is death. That's the judgment, that's condemnation. But here's the scripture now. 1 Corinthians 5:12-13.
And if you come upon somebody in the church, you don't go and beat them up. You don't beat them up. You don't always say to someone in love. But you have to judge within the body. That's why people are running away from trying to hear the message of the gospel, because they're looking for, they got itchy ears. They want to hear stuff that don't talk about sin. That's why in the world right now, which is just, those things that you described, that's where they're prevalent, because people, the buttonhole preachers could not speak about sin because they're people who got the numbers.
So I'm calling off my house phone now.
Yeah, they're too busy. They're concerned about the numbers and the dollars that they need to have. But no, you have to. You got to. I mean, we got a responsibility. The Bible is real clear. We're supposed to help one another. If you see somebody in the fault, Galatians talks about that. If a brother, you find a brother that's overtaken by a fault, by sin, those that are spiritual, that have a spiritual nature and that are spiritually minded, then you go and restore that brother.
Mm.
So I just want to just add that.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. And I appreciate that, you know.
Yeah.
Because a friend of mine, again, I was talking to him today, and he was asking about some things in the Bible. I said, listen, I can't interpret to you what's in there. I read it for myself, but we have to go to an elder, somebody who, you know, of a high authority in Christ that can actually explain it to you. You know, I'm still learning. I'm still a work in progress. when it comes to that. But if you want, you could come to my church and speak to my pastor, and you know, he'll be glad to have you come to Bible studies and stuff like that.
That's right. Get in classes.
Yep. So, you know, home groups and all kinds of stuff. So,
well, yep. Study to show yourself approved. That's what definitely needs to be done.
Mhm.
And then let the Holy Ghost, that's the greatest teacher.
Uh-huh.
Yield over to the Holy Ghost. That's what
uh-huh.
you need to do. Yield to the Holy Ghost.
Uh-huh.
But Angie,
we're gonna let Pastor Sherry give words of encouragement, because then we have another caller to bring on.
Yes.
I've been having her hold for a minute. So we can continue. Just we'll let Pastor Sherry give words of encouragement, and then we'll bring the caller on, and then we can continue.
Sister Angie, God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor.
Love you in Jesus. Love your soul.
Love
the humility and the honesty. You have a beautiful ministry, as the man of God said, and it's going to be an honest ministry. Every time you renounce the hidden things of darkness and dishonesty, you're also announcing who you are in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And while you were talking, I wrote on the paper, I said, ooh, she's standing. I said, God, thank you for the stand. I wrote, she's standing.
So
if you continue to stand and having to do all to stand, just keep standing.
Amen.
Praise God, and continue to be encouraged in the Lord, and just know that your ladder shall be greater than your past, even the more.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Even as you were talking, I heard the song from Dottie Peoples, I don't have a closet religion. I ain't ashamed of the God I serve. I'm going to let the world know wherever I go. I got to serve and praise the Lord. Ooh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. Minister Hoskins, you were going to say something as well to Angie?
Yeah, I just want to really, Pastor just really said it, but I just want to say, Angie, you said when people are asking you questions, you said you don't really know, so you kind of revert them to somebody else,
mm-hmm.
which is great, but understand what 2 Corinthians is saying in chapter 4, verse 1. It says, therefore, having this ministry.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Having this ministry. You do have a ministry. And as a pastor, I mean, preached for 25 years, I can say this right here. My best witness hasn't come because I know the word.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
My best ministry hasn't come from behind a pulpit or from a radio.
Right.
My best ministry has come from me being out with somebody one-on-one talking about, look, dog, this is how things are. You know, I used to gangbang back in the day. You know, I'm doing this right here. That's where my best ministry comes from.
Mm.
But now, I'm not telling you don't tell them. I'm not saying don't push them to church. I'm not saying that. I don't mean push, but I'm not saying don't guide them to church. I'm just saying, I'm saying you have a ministry yourself. You can witness. You can explain. You can, as we learn in seminary, exegeo scripture.
Yes.
And all that means is to break it down.
Mm-hmm.
You can.
Yes, sir.
And you are doing that. And so I don't want you to walk away thinking, you know, if something comes up, I can't explain it. You don't have to explain it.
Right.
All you have to do is share with them your life. That's the explanation.
Amen.
That's the explanation.
Amen.
Your life is the explanation.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So that's,
amen.
That's all I want to say.
Amen.
All right,
thank
sir.
You so much.
All right, we're going to, wonderful words of encouragement, I must say. We're going to bring on another caller. Welcome to GQ Palace Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Minister Teresa.
Hi, Minister Sanders. How are you?
I'm good. God is so good. God is so good.
Awesome.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. As you. Hello.
Heather.
Praise God. I have a wonderful testimony, but God put an encouragement in my heart, not just for Angela, but for everyone. If you don't mind, Lavina, if I could share that.
Sure. Okay.
Just listening, how the saints of God is in agreement. The Lord just kept saying 2 Timothy chapter 1. See, what's going on here is that spirit of God, the will of God being done. Because, see, as followers of Christ, we're accountable for each other. And, Sister Angela, you truly are an anointed woman of God. I love you.
Man,
the thing is, you're being reminded of what you already know. Timothy was a preacher, and he let his flame die down. It didn't go out. See, as a follower of Christ, we're supposed to be on fire. Our faith, we're supposed to have a light that shines from us as a believer, so that the unbeliever may see that how we smile, how we have joy, how we can be peaceful in a situation where everybody thinks we're supposed to fall apart. We keep it together. This is what Timothy had, but he needed to be reminded of that. And just like the ministers of God are reminding you, and Sister Lavina hit it dead on the head, I wanted to amplify something she said. She asked a direct question. Do you think that a lot of pastors don't say anything because they're afraid of being found out? And so the thing is, a lot of times pastors don't encourage and don't say things because they're not living right themselves, and they're so scared of being found out. But the apostle went to Timothy and said, I remember the prayers of your mother. I remember the prayers of your grandmother Lois, your mother Eunice, and I know that you have faith put inside you, and I'm going to use my gift. I'm going to deny myself, put everything I'm thinking aside, and just stir up that gift of God that's in you. And I want you to remember just who you are in Christ. So every caller on the line that's encouraging you is just following the will of God to remind you of what you already know. Some happened in your life. I don't know what it is, but I hear unsurety. But I just want to remind you of what God has already told you. He called you. Remember who said yes to you in the first place. Verse 7 of 2 Timothy in chapter 1 said, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So don't be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. You know, so what has to happen is you've been through things. None of us on this line have been without sin. We've fallen short of the glory of God. But at the moment you said, God, I'm sorry. God, I need you. God, I deny myself. God, I'm accountable. That's that word we get afraid of, that accountability. When you say that, guess what? God has removed that as far as the east is from the west, and you are welcome. So just remember what God has placed in your heart and keep doing what he has called you to do and stir up that gift that he's already given you. So I just want to be in agreement with every caller on the line and just doing what God has said do, and just the words of encouragement that have encouraged me. And
amen.
That's what God put in my heart to share with every caller, and you too, Angela.
Amen.
And I have a testimony, y'all. The devil tried to take me and my kids out today. It's Sunday. Earlier, I had to go to Charlotte, North Carolina, and my daughters asked me to ride with me. I had to pick up a lift from my father. A lift is what you use to lift a power chair up and down. It's a little device you place on the back of a van or a car to lift your power chair. And so the doctor's office was closed, but he agreed to meet with me to pick it up there. And I was on Interstate 77. I went up there, got the lift, and on the way back down the road, both of my daughters were asleep. And all of a sudden, my car just started accelerating. And I was going faster and faster. I pushed on my brakes, but I couldn't stop. I reached speeds of over 100 miles per hour. Mm. And there were other traffic out there. I'm blowing the horn, I'm flicking the lights. I'm scared half to death. I didn't have time to really even panic, to really even think. And the car just going faster and faster. I'm weaving in and out of traffic. I'm blowing the horn. And I'm just like, I'm just calling on God. God, just help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, please. And that's all I could say. My mind wasn't thinking of anything right or wrong. All I knew was, God, I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Lord, just me and my kids, God, we need you, God. And the car went on for a little while. And all of a sudden, as fast as it started, I ended up coming to rest on the side of the road. I was in the median by then. And coming up was a barricade, but the Lord stopped my car. And, y'all, it was nobody but God. My kids were still asleep. They didn't know what happened. So I just want to thank God because the devil tried to take me out. But I just thank God today that he kept me. He kept my kids. And we are okay. Y'all, it's already late in the evening, and the sun has already gone down. God says he's coming back for a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. Mm-hmm. And as fast as that accident could have took me out, I didn't have time to say, God, I repent to thee for what I've done wrong early today, yesterday. I didn't have time to say, God, I just need you to save me. I didn't have time for that. So if there's something you think you got tomorrow to do, you need to do it now. Don't think that, okay, Lord, I'm going to get saved tomorrow. Well, I'm going to go to church when I stop doing this. You can't do it by yourself. You need God. I could not save myself. I couldn't save my kids. It was nobody but God. And every morning I wake up, I thank him. I ask him for forgiveness, and I thank him. And I just thank him for keeping his promise to me. God will come and see about you. Y'all, it was nothing I done. God saved me and my kids, and they never knew what happened. He brought me home safe, and I don't know what's going on with that car, but I tell you what, God gave me a sound mind, and I know not to go and crank it back up to go to the shop.
Praise the Lord.
They have brand new brakes. So the car has brand new brakes. The car is new. It's only a little over 50,000 miles on it. So I don't know what happened, but the devil is a liar. I'm not getting that car. Not anymore. Because I don't really drive fast like that. And that thing scared me, y'all. So I just think I put a spirit of fear, which means common sense, but not the spirit of fear to not worship him. Amen? But I want to see him. You know what? No way. I said, I hope Lavina's on tonight. GQ Powers is on tonight because I tell you what, I'm calling in. I had said last week I'm away, next week and call in. I wasn't really doing that. I was tired. But you know what? I almost didn't make it. So I hurried up and dialed the number, and I didn't mind if it was the last minute. I was going to get on here and give God the praise because you just never know when he's coming back. He's coming back, though, y'all. And I'm thankful and grateful to God. I love you all so much. Be encouraged because God is still good, and he'll still pull you out of that situation. He's still making ways out of no ways. Mm-mm-mm. Y'all are happy. Happy tonight.
Amen.
Amen, amen. And we are thankful. We are definitely thankful that you are okay, and we're thanking God for you and for your children as well, Minister Sanders. But I'm happy that you ended in saying that you're not going to get back in that car. You know, I am happy that needs to be examined and all of that, because that had to be, oh, my God, that had to be a scary situation. And we're just thankful that you're okay. We're going to go down the line and give words of encouragement to you this evening.
Well, before you start, I want to tell you something right quick. The man said, because he's driving up here to the shop and drop it off, I said, look here, you got to come pick it up because I don't know what happened, and I'm not getting that car. It's had a last minute. I'll come get it.
Oh, yeah. Let them come pick it up and tow down and get it over there. You know, this way they can examine it and see exactly what's going on, because that has to be like a a malfunction or maybe like a recoil in the vehicle, you know, itself. Maybe it does that from time to time. So it definitely has to get that examined, you know, to be on the safe side. But we're thanking God.
I didn't know. He said, you drive all the way from Charlotte. Why you didn't come in? I said, God brought me home, and he didn't tell me to get back in there. Anything else would be my fault.
Jesus.
We're all going to give up. I'm sorry.
Lord have mercy.
Okay, we can give words of encouragement this evening. Well, we have a special guest, Minister Hoskins.
How you doing, dear sister?
I'm blessed. I'm happy. I'm alive and well. I'm good.
Look, I know you are. Look, I'm going to just say one thing, and this is just a portion of a scripture. Scripture says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I'm going to just leave it right there. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Listen, you are a woman of God, and so you know, and so you know the word of God, and so you know what God says and what God wants to do in your life. And so let me just tell you this right here. No matter what happens, nothing formed against you shall prosper. And then it goes on to say, and every word spoken against you in judgment, you have the right to condemn it. Now, I'm glad you're not getting back in that vehicle again. I'm glad you're going to have the car checked out before you decide to drive it again. You know, but just know this right here. Just know this right here. The Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not what? They're not physical, not carnal, but they're spiritual.
Yeah.
And therefore, they're pulling down a stronghold. Okay. The enemy will try any and everything he possibly can. Now, I'm not going to say that was the devil. I'm not going to go all there and try to get all spiritual and say, hey, that was the devil trying to kill you. I'm not going there. It could just be that the car needs some repairs.
Amen. That's right.
But what I am gonna say, is that you do know you have a target on your back, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. You know you have a target on your back. All right. So now, and so that means you can't be surprised by anything that comes your way, because you have a target on your back. You have a bullseye on your back that says, "Shoot at me anytime you feel like it."
Uh huh.
That's what the bullseye says. Shoot them anytime you feel like it. So I want to encourage you that other things are going to come.
Mm-hmm.
But you're covered. Okay? You're covered. That's what I want to share with you. You are covered. Even though other things are going to come, you are covered. Because God has already said that he shall place his hands upon you. And he's already said no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every word spoken against you in judgment, God says you have the right to condemn them. This is just one thing. I'm not talking about the car thing. I'm talking about what's coming. Other things are coming. But God wants me to tell you that you're covered. And you have the authority, you have the right, and you have the knowledge to use what God has given you. To use the weapons of your warfare, you know those things. And so Paul said, I'm not telling you because you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but as long as you're in this tent, and when he said tent, he talking about the flesh. He said, as long as you're in this tent, he said, you need to be reminded.
That's right.
And so I just want to remind you that other things are coming, but you're covered.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Amen.
I receive it.
Minister
Weathersby.
Well, you know, I'm gonna say something real quick, fast, in a hurry. Something popped up in my head when Lisa was giving her testimony, and you know, y'all gotta bear with me. Satan thought he had my joy, but I got my joy back. That's all I need to say.
Well, praise and Thanksgiving, huh?
My had it, but I got my joy back. That's all I need to say.
All
that's
right,
all right. That's all right.
God bless you, Minister Teresa Sanders. Love you in Jesus. Thanking God for the testimony
And even when the enemy tried to come like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord was right there.
Woo,
to set the standard against him. And even as Romans 8 and 36 says, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. But nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And I hear the fully persuasion in your spirit. You are persuaded in your relationship with God. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God just showed and continued to prove his love to you.
Amen.
Wonderful words of encouragement this evening. We have another caller to bring on as well. Welcome to Gigi Valor Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Hi, everybody. This is Kia. Hey, Kia. Sorry for the late in the hour, but went to the hospital, got family members in town. My aunt is not doing well because I didn't know she had, she was sick because of, I forgot what the thing with her stomach. So right now she's in a state where she's not eating nothing. So, and I'm always saying every sickness is not unto death. So we're praying for her deliverance. There's nothing for the family to get upset or get worried about right now. But you know how family members are, I guess like spreading word, well, she's not doing well. Everybody need to come to New Jersey because believe me, I have a sister, older sister. She's the type of person to call. If anybody asks her, well, how is Bump? She's not doing well. See, that's the person you don't need to talk to. She's one of the people you don't need to talk to. Our prayer is that she gets strength, that God gives her the strength, you know, and she's frail right now, but it's so, you know, heavy-hearted because you know how you got that aunt that's just the aunt of the family.
Yeah.
This is the aunt of the family. And when you see her ailing and sick and in church, my heart was so heavy because you turn around and look at her seat that she sits in church and she's not sitting in that seat. You know, it's just like you start praying and asking God just to, you know, heal her body. You know, when I saw her a week ago, I was like, Mom, you got to just eat. Please eat for us. Just eat something, please. And she ate some soup. And then all of a sudden, a week later, it's just like her, she just started, you know, not feeling well. And it's not to alarm everybody. And I hate when it gets to the way when everybody, you know, start calling your phone start ringing. And, you know, through the, hey, what happened? I'm like, I'm not saying nothing. Just pray. Stop whatever you're doing and just pray. And I'm not trying to be mean to family members. Y'all just need to pray and stop calling everybody.
Uh-oh.
I just said that to say, stop calling people and just pray. Y'all need to just pray.
I was so upset today.
I had to ask God to forgive me because I was really short today with everybody in the family because my phone is just ringing and ringing because she's not feeling well. Yes, she's not. They're just trying to keep her stable. Yes, I know. I'm just thanking God for she's here now.
Oh, right.
You know, and I'm just praying that God give her the strength. And my heart is so heavy right now because this is the favorite aunt, and it's, I don't like to see her like this. So, you know, I've been a little, you know, teary-eyed all day, you know, even in church today because my heart is so heavy. Just thinking about how she's not doing well, and I hate to keep hearing people calling well, and I'll let my phone ring. Every time you turn around, your phone ring is something, you know, you see a certain number, you don't want to answer it because, okay, what happened? You are, like, breathing out of breath. Right. Oh, no, she's, you know, I don't like that, and I don't like that. So I just pray like that. Y'all better stop calling me, and y'all better start praying. We need to pray. Stop calling me and pray. Pray. Everyone was upset with me today. Kid, I was like, because I told them all to pray. I'm the kid. I told them all to pray. Stop calling
Get
me
off the
pray.
Phone and on your knees.
Yeah. And we just, you know, left IPO with a powerful prayer that, you know, God give her the strength and her kids to give her the strength. This is the same aunt, remember, that lost her daughter to cancer. You know, remember my cousin? This is her mother.
Yes, I remember.
This is her mother. So, you know, this is my favorite. Oh, this is my favorite. This is the aunt, the ultimate. You don't go to nobody in the name but this one. This is hard. But my heart is so heavy today. You know, I wasn't even into my football. It's just my heart is just so heavy. It's just I'm just hurt because it's just like I can't believe she's deteriorating. And you know, I just saw her a week ago, saw her the other day, and then yesterday it's just like all day. And it's like really sad because a lot of my family members in church go to the same church, and I don't need to be around sad people. I'm just not thanking God that she's still here.
Right.
So that's my prayer, my strength. You know, that I can, you know, knowing that she's, you know, just to look over her and be like, Mom, just get better, please. Just get better, eat the food. You know, I love you. You gotta, you know, you still has got, you know, still going to the Super Bowl. You know, just tell her all stuff. The Knicks, she's a big Knicks fan. You know, you're sorry, Knicks going to be, you know, just talking to her. just to let her know things because we argue back and forth. She doesn't like Kobe, so she'll say, and you know what, and Kobe loves you too. You know, just saying some little stuff right there while left out of here, but you know, I'm just the one. I'm not all about phone calls. Just pray. We just pray. Mm-hmm. Pray wherever you're at. Right. Just stop wherever you're. Just pray. Just keep praying for her. You don't need to be like, well, what happened? No, just pray.
Yeah.
Pray. None of your things. Yeah. Just pray.
Mm-hmm.
You worried about calling my cousin? Keep worrying her only daughter, her last daughter. You know about this? Pray. You know, I don't know. Call me to ask me. I'm the worst one in the family to call because I'm the one who wants to. You know what? You need to get on your knees and pray. So my mother had to really say, Kia. I'm like, Mom. They needed to know.
Kia.
They needed to know.
Right.
So I told them all today, and they all called my mother to tell them, saying, well, Kia was like, Grandma's like, oh, my God, Kia, what did you say? I told them,
Kia, lost her mind.
I know. I was frustrated. I had to ask God to forgive me today because I just said, God, because I just told them all to pray. Stop calling people to pray. And my uncle got mad at me because I told him that. I said, you know what, Uncle Ronnie, just call, just pray. Okay, if you don't know to pray, just pray. Stop calling people. Huh?
You praying they can get a prayer through. You might not want them to pray.
I just wasn't like a lot of phone calls. I'm not big on a lot of phone calls.
I'm just saying.
But you know, just pray. We just need to pray as a family. Pray. Just pray. Continue to pray for her.
Right.
Continue to keep her in prayer. When you're going to work, pray. When you're coming home, pray. Just all. Oh, just, you know, just be calling every family member, giving them detail what's going on.
Right.
My heart is a little heavy today. You know, it's my favorite aunt. So I'm asking God to give me the strength that I get through this week. You know, I'm trusting him for everything. I'm trusting him for healing for her body. She could be able to sit up now and just see us instead of, you know, not looking. But, you know, I know she hears us. I know she does.
I have a request real quick. Not to cut you off, Kia. Lavina, if you may. My son's father, he's out there on drugs, so really, really bad. I've been trying to help him. You know, I will go over there to where he is. I'm like, come go with me. I'll take you to get something to eat or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take you. I've even taken him to the hospital. They wouldn't accept him because they said he was high on crack and not heroin.
Hey.
I said, what difference? A drug is a drug. And he's just totally not himself right now. You know what I'm saying? I've been going through this. Now, the thing is, my cell phone just rang. So he must have used somebody's phone to call me and ask me to come pick him up. I didn't speak to him personally, but the guy's phone, I called it back to see who that was calling. So right now, this is what I got going on in my head. Like, should I go pick him up? Now, once I pick him up, then what?
We're definitely gonna pray for both of you guys tonight, and Angie, of course. You know, I'll be traveling behind the scenes, so we can definitely speak more if you want to, just to go over like the process of, you know, what's going on, pretty much.
Right.
You know, so I'm definitely extending, you know, myself to you as well. I'm definitely asking for prayer as well. We got the news yesterday that my cousin had got arrested. She was in a car with one of her friends, and she struggles with drugs back and forth. And when I say drugs, I mean you name it. Anything strong, she's on it, you know. And mm-hmm. she had went into rehab, and she came home, and she was doing okay, you know, so we thought. And then we got the phone call yesterday morning that she had got arrested. She was with two of her friends, and the girl was driving drunk, and the police pulled them over, and they found some crack in the car, and everybody got arrested. Now, when I say everybody, there were three people in there. All three people got arrested. The driver got DWI, and she got a possession charge. My cousin has a possession charge as well, and the guy that was with them has a possession charge. Only difference is as soon as my cousin walked into the courtroom, my mom was explaining that the judge said, you know, I told you the next time you came into my courtroom and you didn't pay for those tickets, you was going to do 30 days in jail. Okay. And with that being said, my cousin has three kids. You know, when I say all under the age of like 8 years old. You know, she has little babies. And the family is pretty much struggling now with like what to do, because she's going to do 30 days in jail. They said her bail was $1,000. And then with her bail being $1,000, she has to do 30 days in jail because she has these tickets that she didn't pay.
Right.
So originally everyone said, okay, let's pay the $1,000 to get it out. But in all reality, if you paid $1,000 to get out, she still, when she go to court on Tuesday, she's still going to jail because she didn't
hold
it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and my thing was, as soon as she walked in front of the judge said to her, I told you the next time, you know, you came into my courtroom and you didn't pay for those tickets, you're going to jail. You're going to spend 30 days. So my thing is, you know, no matter what, you're going to do 30 days, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in this judge's hand, she's letting you know, if you pay for those tickets, then granted, you don't have to go to jail. You don't have to spend the 30 days. But if you don't pay for the tickets, you got to spend the 30 days. You know, no one knows how much the tickets are, but they know it's a lot more than $1,000 because these tickets go back years, you know. So, of course, they accrue, you know.
Yeah.
We don't know how much they are at this point.
Right.
So, but, you know, her attitude, because she's on, you know, drugs and stuff, she's just like, yeah, well, you know what, whatever it is, you know. Now, mind you, my family's big into going to church and you name it. My mom's president of the usher board. She goes to church every single, when I tell you, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, this week they have revival at the church. And because I work a lot, I wasn't able to attend. So by the time I got home, she was getting home from revival. And it wasn't even our church's revival now. It was another church's revival that my aunt goes to. So she went to that revival as well. And my aunt, the same thing, they're very much into church. So these are women that go to church constantly, faithfully, always praying, always involved. And it just so happens that, you know, one of the kids, you know, or the family, they didn't really choose the right direction, you know, to go down. And it's regardless of how, you know, she was brought up. Society kind of took control, and, you know, now she's like 28 years old, and she's still fighting with the demons of the drugs and the alcohol and drinking, smoking, you name it. She's fighting with all these different demons right now. And me personally, I'm like, wow, like, you're the youngest out of everybody, you know. And who would have thought, like, when I sat and I looked at everything and tried to, like, reevaluate everything of how, okay, what can we do, and we were driving yesterday, and I'm just telling Rich, like, oh, my God, like, I can't stop thinking about it. You know, the thought of having the three kids, not knowing where the three kids is going to go, knowing she's in jail. She's not equipped for jail. You know, she's one of those people where she's a girly girl, you know, but girly girl that's into, like, street stuff. Like, she drinks, she smokes, she does all that hangout party. She does all this stuff, but I know her heart, you know.
Right.
And I don't know if that's going to kill her right there, you know. So when I say that, I mean, she's not the type of person that's going to go and, you know, have to always fight. She's not a fighter like that. So when you talk about 30 days in jail, you know, someone from Long Island that don't know nothing about jail, know that they got a problem on drugs, you know, so my heart is extremely heavy, you know, with this. And I was debating on whether or not, you know, I was going to talk about it, but then I'm like, you know what, I'm definitely in, you know, in prayer, because I need a prayer, because I don't know exactly what my position in this is.
And,
you know,
and that's where, I am right now. Yep, that's,
you know,
where I am right now. I don't.
That's why I said,
ladies,
you know, we can talk definitely in the process of, you know, driving and stuff, because I'm, you know, coming back you know, tonight, and I'm just debating to myself, like, all right, what do I do? I'm usually the cousin that anyone calls and, oh, well, we need you to take these kids. I take the kids and, you know, oh, I'll see y'all later and get them registered in school and do everything I have to do for the kids. I'm usually that person. But it's like at this point in my life, you know, I have so much going on where I can't do it like that. You know, mm-hmm. So I explained to my mom, I'm like, listen, I travel every single day. Like, when I say I travel a good 55, 60 miles every single day, one way. You know, so I don't have the time to put in, you know, for the children. I don't have the place for them to go while I'm at work. You know, and then it's like, who's to say that this time when she gets out, she's not going to do the same thing that she did before? My cousin Anne had took care of her before, and she took care of the kids, no problem. She got out and was just all brand new. She's clean, she's this, you know, everybody could pretty much kiss her butt. She want her kids. And now it's like deja vu, what happened again. Now, the only thing is you're not in rehab, you're in jail. You know,
Lavina.
So we don't know what the outcome is.
Yeah. Lavina.
Yes.
Hello? Can I share something real quick?
Sure.
Okay. The other part of my job is I'm a cop. I've been a cop 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually a homicide detective.
Mm-hmm.
I've done other undercover drug work, gang investigator, and so I kind of have a really good background in drugs and gangs.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys are asking, what do you do? And my 17 years of law enforcement experience, this is what I've learned. Let them go to jail.
Yep.
What's wrong?
Okay. That yep. may not, I mean, it may sound tough, but let them go to jail.
It might okay. actually save their lives.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let them go to jail.
I was about to say the same
okay.
thing. I was about to say the same thing. My
yeah.
cousin, that same thing, my family, that's exactly what they told the family. They not getting them out. You never use family names to try to get them out of jail. Send them to jail. Send them to jail.
Yeah, let them go to jail.
Yep.
First of all, and there are different reasons for that. If the judge says you can do some time because you came back again,
yeah.
at least she'll have 30 days time served. Okay.
Right.
So
okay.
if she chooses to give her more time, at least she'll have 30 days already time served.
Right.
And then a lot of times people who are folks who are caught up in drugs, they need a cleanup period.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because right now they're not thinking clearly. 30 days will give them opportunity to think clearly.
Right,
next,
but, you know,
next
but you
thing.
Would think so, though, because she was in rehab for 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
And that was her cleanup period. And then she came home, and it's only been maybe about a month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And now this situation took place, you know.
And see, and that's my other thing. You can't make anybody stop doing what they do.
That's right, sir.
Okay. You can't. And so a lot of times, I like to say it this way. A lot of times, some people have to go to jail one more time before they get right.
Come
yep.
on now.
Right?
Yeah.
And you know, just like some girls got to have one more baby before they realize
mm-hmm.
they're gonna have too many babies.
Right.
So sometimes look, you're not gonna change a person's past no matter how much good you do for them. Change a person's direction, no matter how much good you do for them, no matter how much you love them, no matter how much you take care of their kids, you're not going to change their direction until they're ready to change their direction. I got a good friend of mine right now, a pastor friend of mine out in Arizona. He beats his wife.
Oh, mm. Lord.
He's been beating it for years.
Wow.
Been
Jesus.
Beating it for years. We was in church in California together. He beat her then. They moved. He lost his church. He moved to Arizona.
Mm.
He's still beating her.
Mm.
I went out to Arizona for a trip. And I stayed with him and his wife, my daughter and I. And for the first 2 days, she never came out the bedroom.
Wow.
He told me it's because she's not feeling well. I know he'll beat her.
Oh,
right?
Oh, oh.
I slept back in North Carolina. She called me. She said, Elder, she said, I can't take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
She said, he's going to kill me. I can't take it anymore. She said, I was going to leave, but I didn't. This is what I told her. I said, you haven't been beat enough yet.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Now, that may sound hard. That may sound real hard. I said,
wow.
You haven't been beat enough yet. I said, until you are more afraid of staying than you are of leaving,
mm-hmm.
then you haven't been beat enough.
house.
Mm. To this day, they're still together.
Mm. Wow.
She sent me an email and said, Elder, don't respond to this email address because he's checking everything I do. They've been married 25 years.
Lord have mercy.
Jesus.
That he's been, and he's beat her for the last 15 years. But she hasn't left yet. All I'm saying is that you cannot force anybody to make a good choice.
Yeah.
And so that's why I said what I said. I had family members on drugs. I arrested some of my family members, put them in jail.
Oh yeah.
My nephew's a huge, big time heroin dealer. I love him to death, but you know, you sell drugs to me, I'm gonna put you in jail.
Yep.
You know,
right.
This is that.
Right.
So.
And this same aunt that I'm talking about, she's been through a lot. Like I told you, we believe that her daughter lost from cancer July 1st. Her oldest daughter was killed by her ex, and the son was on drugs back. And like you said, family members, my cousin arrested him. And it was not the family. Like some family members was angry because because he called and used my uncle's name. Like, yeah, my uncle was Captain So and So. They arrested him and they said, no, he's going to jail. Family members got mad because they knew they could get him off or whatever. They said, no, he's going to jail. He went to Rochester to rehab. So she's been ill for years because of, you know, heartaches. This daughter
that was
so close, you know, so that's what we're thinking that she's wrestling with in her right now because she's not. She's just laying in the bed.
Right.
Like ready to, like, laying there. So when Jean died, it's like, you're not keep praying, like, Jean, she's, don't, you know, she can't go, don't take her from us. That's why my heart is so heavy right now. Because she's been through so much. You know, she's been through so much. My heart is so heavy because, you know, we wrestling this with the, God agree, a lot of my family members, they just say the same thing. He go to jail. He went to jail. It was for the best for him, but he's up in Rochester doing great. But it took him going to jail, then going to a rehab up in Rochester for him to do well.
Well, maybe the jail sentence, you know, for her. Well, maybe it'll help her, you know. But I can't help but to think of the kids, you know, because there's three children, and like I said, they're all very young, and my heart is just with them, you know, because I know my family on that side, you know, meaning my aunt, my cousin. I know all of them, and I know how they rock and roll. When I'm telling you, it's not going to be a good outcome, you know. It's really not, and my heart goes out to them because I don't know what that outcome is. You know, I know what I'm praying for it to be, but when you have people that, you know, are very stubborn, you have people that feel like, oh, okay, well, she did this before and this is what happened, you know, and this is how she came out, you know, it's like they're not letting go of what she used to do, and I'm afraid that the kids are going to suffer from it. So that's why, you know, my heart is heavy because I just can't stop thinking of, you know, the kids in this aspect.
Sister Lavina? You know, I'll just say one quick thing about the kids. The kids needs to be in the best environment that they can be in. That's the thing. You know, they need to be in the best environment that they can be in, and it may not be with the parent. It may not be.
Wait, which is the other bad thing? Because I want the place that I work at a hospital where, you know, kids come in that are on medication, they get reevaluated, they get into foster care, and then CPS gets involved. And it, to be honest with you, my heart is just extremely heavy because I deal with different people in all aspects of how this is going to go down for my family. And it's just not good all the way around. Like when I tell you at the hospital I work at, guess what? When parents get locked up or parents go, you know, they have to go away to rehab, we get these kids first. And when we get the kids first, they don't leave the same way trying to find a foster home. They don't even get to meet the parents before they go there. So I think that a lot of that is kind of what has me up in awe right now because as much as I want to just say, oh, okay, well, you know, the state will come in, the state will take them at this point, and that's the best thing for them, I understand. But I deal with the kids that go into the state, too. I deal with CPS and ACS all the time, and my heart is just extremely heavy. But we do have another show coming on, Minister Faith Walker, with Crossroad Temple is coming on. I'm so sorry, Brother Walker. I'm so sorry. It's about 9:07, and we are going to end Spiritual Sunday right now. We're going to close in prayer, and after we close in prayer, we're going to allow Crossroad Temple to start. Once again, I am sorry. Crossroad Temple is with Brother Faith Walker, and he interviews up-and-coming gospel artists, and he'll be coming on right after this, right after Spiritual Sunday. It usually starts from 9 to 10, but we're a little behind right now. But I do want to thank everyone for calling in this evening and thank our special guests for joining us. But I did want to give our special guest a few minutes to be able to make his announcements that he has, and then he's going to close in prayer. And with that being said, everyone, please have a blessed and safe week, and I'm going to turn it back over to Minister Hoskins.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. Listen, real quick, guys, I know we are pressed for time. I do a radio show called Let's Talk Real Life. It airs 5 nights a week, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and then again on Sunday. I do different segments of the show. Monday nights is called Save Our Kids. Tuesday night is Men's Night. Thursday night is One-on-One with the Bishop. Friday night is Ladies' Night. And Sunday, which is a show, we do a show called Church Folks. We have 3 different guest hosts. The show, you can go to my website, which is ehinc.co, and you can access the show by going to the website. You can also listen to it on WGAI 560 AM as well. All right, so check it out. I would love to hear from you guys. It's a live call-in talk show. We deal with Christian issues that affect us in the body of Christ. But I would love to hear from you guys. All right, so that's it for that. Let's just close in prayer. Father God, we thank you now for this time of prayer. Dear God, as we come before your throne, Lord, Lord, there are so many things, Father God, Lord, we can ask you for. So many things, Father God, Lord, that we petition you for. But Lord, you know them all. But your word declares, Lord, that we are to ask and we shall receive. We are to seek and we shall find. We are to knock and the door shall be opened to us, Father. So God, we come now, Father God, Lord, asking according to your word. Father God, Lord, we ask, Lord, for healing. Lord, Father God, Lord, for Kia's aunt. We ask, Lord, that you heal her body in Jesus' name. Father God, Lord, your word tells us in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. Okay. Father, Lord, then we come praying for Lavina, Father God, for her family members. We come praying for Angie, dear Father. We pray, Father God, Lord, you will give them direction. You will give them insight. Father God, Lord, it doesn't matter what we say, Father God, Lord, but what matters, Father God, Lord, is what we do. And so, Father, I pray, Lord, that you will just touch her, not just her, Father, but her family members, Father God, Lord. You do what's right, Father God, Lord. And then, Father, if you do what's right, Father God, hopefully, Father God, Lord, we will follow suit, dear God. Yes. Have your way tonight, Father God, Lord. Bless every caller, every person that called in, Father, with a testimony. I thank you and I praise you for them. Every person, Father, every person who gave words of encouragement, Father God, Lord, I lift them up in prayer, Father God, Lord. I don't know what their needs are. I don't know all their needs. I don't know what they stand in need of. I don't know, Father, what you have in store for them. But I speak into your ears. Hear me now, people of God. Yes. I speak into your hearing. What God has for you, it is for you. What God has for you, it is for you. Hear me now, people of God, because God has something coming that he's gonna reveal in your life as time moves forward. What God has for you, it is for you. The devil will tell you that you are out of season. The devil will tell you that you're out of turn. But I want to speak as God speaks. What God has for you, it is for you. I thank you, Father, what you're doing. I give your name praise, glory, and honor. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen.
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 Have
Amen.
A blessed and safe week, everyone.
God bless you guys.
All right, God bless.
Yes, Lord. You know what? You've been going through a dry season, but the living waters will refresh you in this season. You need healing for your soul. You need a revival. You got Prince Redeem on the track. You got the Lazarus on the track. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. You are the Savior. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord.
manifest the word with the living two-edged sword. My hands are in the air, I can feel His presence. Send revival in this place, worship turns to reverence. When the sermon comes forth, it translates the flesh. Obedience and sacrifice purifies the mess. Into secret place, angels gather, call it the throne room. A fragrance from my prayers every moment I call you. Can't let a lot of people get all in your cipher. Take your yoke upon Jesus, cause His burden is lighter. Peace, Allah, Shalom. Christ in my dome, I'm connected to the three. I got a right to the throne. When He speaks, I'm fed. Lazarus ain't dead. He just had to call me forth from the sleep of the bed. His angels all around, I can boldly declare that I heard the Lord speak. Lift your hands and say, yeah.
I'm grateful that I'm saved. The light bright in my eyes like coming out of cave. My life was kind of loosey, pulled it tighter than some braids. Every bar got a message like Tyler Perry played. Yeah, I can hear them, what they saying don't hurt me. Your words sweeter than honey in a bag of Hershey. Use for your glory, Holy Spirit, please work me. I'ma keep bringing heat like a deep wave. Dirty crush ahead of the curtain. No venom from the cobra. Listen to the general speak to your soldiers. Can't count me out, I'm in it till it's over. Boxing with the enemy, Rocky Balboa. I can hear your voice, I'm about to lead a force. Spirit on fire, old living torch. Feel it in my spirit, God, you my source. We ain't riding no hunter, but we all on the course.
Minister Faith Walker, we are glad to make your acquaintance once again. We give honor to the Almighty God who is speaking in this hour. We thank God for His oneness. Amen. We thank God that we are joined by His Spirit. We thank God on tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank Him for what He is doing in this season alone. Amen. We have a wonderful program for you on tonight. Glad that you can make your acquaintance. Amen. In the temple tonight. We also, if you wasn't joining us last week, we had a listener, amen, that joined us. She was about to commit suicide, amen. She was about to commit suicide. Amanda God referred her over to GQ Palace Crossroad Temple. Say, why don't you listen in? Maybe you'll find some interesting programming. And that sister came on, and she said she didn't feel the need to take her life. So we still giving God the praise and honor for that. Amen, amen. He'll leave the 99 and go back for the one. He'll leave the 99 to go back for the one that is lost. Amen. So whatever you stand in need for on this evening, just know that God is in control and he's in charge. Amen, amen. So we're going to have now a word of prayer from Vice President EMG. We're going to have Brother Prince Redeem. He's going to go ahead and pray. Go ahead, brother.
Thank you, bro. Father God, we come to you right now humbling ourselves. Father God, we thank you that your spirit moved through these airwaves. Father God, we thank you that your spirit permeates every ear and every spirit that is listening in right now. Father God, we thank you that your angels bring those who are called to be here right now in this right time. Father God, we thank you that you are moving and shifting every atmosphere and every home that is listening in. Father God, I thank you right now that these airwaves are covered by your blood. Father God, I thank you that your warning and ministering angels, Father God, stand on our behalf. Father God, I thank you that the host is covered. Father God, I thank you that the guest is covered tonight, Father God, by your blood. Father God, and we thank you, Father God, right now that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father God, and we thank you, Father God, that we all come together as one, Father God, and walk in unity, Father God, and know you, Father God. I thank you that tonight we decrease so you can increase, Father God. I thank you that right now those who listening in may not know you, Father God. By the end of the night, I declare and I decree that they shall know you, Father God. So I thank you right now that you do a great work and an awesome work, Father God, and we glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God on tonight. Amen. We give honor to God. Amen. We have an interesting program tonight. Amen. Without further ado. Amen. Also, special shout out to Manny SC, amen, who's among us, amen. Manny SC, who's currently working on his album, amen. And we also give a special shout out, amen, to Quality of Life up there in New Jersey, amen. Amen. And Davon, amen, who's working on this project as well. Also, special shout out to Pastor AP, who was on last week, amen. Make sure you get his album, my music book, amen, available on iTunes and all surrounding sounds. So, but this guest tonight, amen, Danita Gibbs, I didn't meet her listening to her music, although many of you familiar with the music of the Lord that she makes. I didn't meet her that way. I met her by the anointing. I didn't meet her as a fan. I met her by the Lord. I can actually say it was the Lord. Before I knew she was a worshiper in music, I knew she was a worshiper by what the Holy Spirit revealed. I met her by the anointing. She's a worshiper. Her worship is for real. I don't pump, I don't prime. It's just what I know. Her worship is for real, and her praise comes from a place, amen, from where she has traveled, for where the Lord has brought her. Amen. So I thank God for her and this album at this hour, what she is doing. Releasing a fragrance across the airwaves of America in this time and this season. I give to you no other from Alabama, amen, sister, psalmist, amen, worshiper, praiser, Danita Gibbs.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord, woman of God. We thank you for joining us on this evening.
I'm so glad to just be here and you all having me. So honored.
Amen, yeah. Amen, amen. For those who don't know you, amen, just tell them how you came to know our Lord and Savior. How did you come to know the Lord? I mean, know the Lord.
Well, you know, I was raised in a house. My mom and dad, they raised me in holiness. We come from a strong holiness background. The Pentecostals, the Families of the World, the apostolic doctrine, and I don't know anything else. I was just raised in it. That's all I can really say. I was raised in it. And but how I really came to know the Lord is, you know, although I was raised in a home with holiness, you know, that didn't mean that the holiness was in me. I went through some things, you know. My mom and dad, they taught me how to love God. But when I, you know, stepped out of the will of God, and I've learned to love Jesus for myself. So I would say that it was through some you know, the things that I experienced in life and then and wanted to get to be saved for real and quit playing. That's how I really came to know God.
Amen. Now, amen. We just gonna flow. I don't have no script in front of me, amen. So we just gonna flow. So you just gonna kick back and relax, amen. We just gonna flow a little bit. Tell us about where you came from, Alabama. You know, Red Clay. You know, I like to call it Red Clay Town. Don't go there with a pair of white shoes, sisters. Especially all my Kojic sisters wear the white shoes, the pumps or whatever. You don't want to go down that side.
Well, I mean, you know, it's just the country. You know, it's nothing really different. You know what I'm saying? It's just the country, and that's all I can basically say. You know, it's not. It's just like everywhere else. You know what I'm saying? Because some parts are pretty, some parts are kind of rough, some parts are the country. But Alabama's Alabama, and you know, this we had the 50th Civil Rights Movement here this weekend.
Right.
And, you know, that's where the little four girls got killed. And It's just something about the anointing that's here. The presence of God is in this city.
Mm.
Just something about Alabama, you know, and where everything starts, the whole state of Alabama. It's a special city. It's a special state. It really is.
Okay. I'm going to ask you something, amen. And I know you're a worshiper, amen. What is the worship? How can we get true worship? In the music now, how can we get true worship? What makes a psalmist? Amen. If I can put a two-dimensional spin on this question, what makes a psalmist a worshiper? What is the ingredients of that?
Man, worship is a lifestyle. You know, it's not something that you do when you come to church every Sunday. But worship is literally a lifestyle. Look, worship is spending time and having a real relationship with God. And, you know, and when I say a real relationship, I don't mean, you know, just briefly, you know, talking to him for 15 minutes and, you know, going to bed at night. I'm talking about having a relationship. I'm talking about praying, meditation, and talking to the Lord all day. I'm talking about all day, 24/7. You know, meditating on his word, living the life so that others can see the spirit of the Holy Ghost in you. You know, it's worship is just literally a lifestyle. You know, every day when you wake up in the morning, when you get out of bed, you know, just every moment counts with the Lord. And, you know, a lot of people, a lot of us, you know, we get that mistaken, you know what I'm saying? And we have tainted worship so, and a lot of us don't even know the meaning of anointing. Everybody's saying now, oh, he's anointed and he's, but they don't know the meaning of the anointing. They don't. A lot of people have. They don't know that. They don't know the real meaning of the anointing. The anointing, the Bible says the anointing destroys the yoke, and the anointing comes from a place of pain and hurt.
Come on now.
That you've been through.
Come on now.
A lot of times in my, you know, I went through a bad. Marriage, and I was beaten on. I'm not, you know, I'm a person that's real. I like to tell, you know, my testimony. You know, I like to tell why.
Sister,
I've been.
Go right ahead.
And I went through a bad marriage, and I was being abused. And but in that place, in that special place, after the beatings took on, I would go in my closet and I would just pray and cry out to the Lord. And that I found my place in worship there. I literally found a relationship with God because I didn't have anybody else to talk to. My parents, they were the ones, okay, Danita, you went through this. You know, you're the one that chose this guy, so we're out of it. So basically, you know, don't come to us. You know what I'm saying? They were those type of parents. They didn't want to butt in my business. So literally, I didn't have anybody to talk to. When I went to church, I put up a front in front of everybody. I smiled. I sung praise and worship and saw other people get delivered, and I would come back home broken. So in that place in my life, literally, where in the middle of the night, you know, when the man that beat on me literally, you know, and abused me with his mouth, I would rub on him and just plead the blood of Jesus.
just plead the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
And then I would literally go in my closet and close the door while he was asleep, and I would just cry out to God. And just that was the first time, like, you know, that I really developed a real relationship with the Lord.
Mm.
You know, that's when I learned, okay, God, I found comfort in this. And every time he hit on me, you know, I cried. But then after the beatings, I would go in the closet. I had a secret place. The Bible said, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, hallelujah, shall abide under the shadow." And shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I realized back then that he had me in the secret place.
Oh,
I was covered up under the blood of Jesus. And many of times, I could have been killed. But I developed that secret place where God, he covered me. He covered me under his wings. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So I found that worship relationship. I found that worship experience being a psalmist, having a relationship with the Lord. And it's not nothing deep. Just like I'm talking to you, I would talk to the Lord the same way. Lord, I'm so hurt. Lord, I'm just so tired of this man, God. If you just get me out of this marriage, God, Lord, I promise you, Lord, I'll do your will. You know, just talking to the Lord, because a lot of people, you know, they get so mistaken, and, you know, they think that, oh, we have to come to the Lord in a different kind of way. You know, it's not all the time you have to, you know, come before the Lord saying, Savior, Almighty God. He knows that. He knows you. You know, just come to the Lord where, you know, like you're talking to your homegirl or like you're talking to your homeboy. And, you know, I would just begin to go to God like that and say, Dad, Lord, I'm just so hurt, God. Just, Lord, help me, Lord. Just, and that's the key, finding a relationship, having a real relationship with the Lord, not from what your pastor or your mom or trying to do it out of, you know, trying to be seen a man. But having a real relationship with the Lord, that's the true meaning of a psalmist.
Amen. True meaning. Amen.
True meaning.
So all y'all sisters out there, amen, and, you know, y'all saying y'all psalmists, amen, you've heard it from the woman of God, the true definition of a psalmist, amen. And I'm going to say this before we get to your song, Without You, before we get into the song Without You and you know, explain about that, why do a lot of the sisters, and brothers do it too, but why do we run away from the suffering? Why do we run away from that?
From what?
Why do we run away from the suffering, a lot of us?
Well, because the pain is so, it hurts. But when God has you in a place where he wants to use you, you have to stay right there.
Hmm.
You have to stay there and endure.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes,
amen.
God.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the song Without You.
Oh, man. Before I did this song, you know, I did like maybe 2 bootleg CDs before I did this CD, before the Lord opened doors for me for this CD. And, you know, I'm going to explain about the bootleg if you don't know what I mean. That means like doing it in somebody's garage, you know. It's not really quality, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I kind of did that on my own. And a lot of things that I was trying to do on my own, you know, trying to push myself out there, trying to get my name noticed, trying to, you know, do this, trying to do that. But God came to me and God said, Danita, you can't do it without me. That everything that you're doing is fumbling, so you might as well just wait on me. And that's when the Lord gave me that song, Without You. It's because of you we have our being, and life would not exist without you. Like a bird needs its wings to fly up high in the sky.
Jesus.
Father, we can't.
Mm.
Father, we can't live without you. So that's what that song came from.
Hallelujah. Amen. Can you go ahead and introduce this song, Woman of God, before I start shouting up in here?
Yes, the song is called Without You, and the Lord gave me this song. I pray that it blesses your spirit.
You heard it first here at Crossroad Temple.
Thank you. his wings to fly up high in the sky. Father, we can. Father, we can live without you. It's because of you we have our being. Life does not
just, it seems like the more he blesses you, the more you seek him.
the more you seek him, the more you seek his face and not his hand.
Yes.
So we definitely bless God for you.
Yes.
My next question, what I would like to ask you, how did you feel when you first heard, after all you've been through, after all you explained, through the marriage, everything, how did you feel when you heard your song on the radio for the very first time?
I said, to God be the glory for all the things he has done. God delivered me, and I just felt grateful. Hallelujah. It was just to me, it was just another level in worship. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
Another level, just a new love for the Lord. Can you know we never can't love him enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You just confirmed something, because I was in service today, and the Lord said, another level of praise, another level of worship.
That's it.
Amen.
Yeah, that's how I felt when I heard the song on the radio. I just said, Lord, I just thank you. I give you all the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Man, it's wonderful. I want to, because I got a lot of brothers huddled around me, amen, listening to the broadcast, amen, and a lot of brothers, amen, they're definitely touched by your testimony right now. I want to ask you, and on the temple, we ask a lot of spiritual-led questions, amen, that's just how we roll, amen. How do you feel about the oneness of God?
There's only one God. It's not the Buddha. It's not Muhammad. It's not Krishna. It's one God who is the Father and who is above all. And his name is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That's how I feel about it. Yes. There's no three gods.
Yes.
There's no three gods. It's only one God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And when we see his face in peace, we're not going to see three gods. We're going to see one God.
Yes.
One God. Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. We bless God that we don't have a Godhead problem on the temple.
Lord.
Amen. We don't have a Godhead problem. Amen. We know that Jesus is Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So I've asked you, before we get into joy, before we get into that joy, I asked you about worship. Now what is praise? Now, what is praise to Danita Gibbs?
When you lift him up, all man unto him. So praises for me is just lifting him up. And when we lift him up, he gonna do the drawing. So when we praise God, our focus is not, yeah, we focus on what the things that he's done for us, and you know that's okay. But when we praise God, it's just thanking him for just waking us up this morning and starting us on our way, and you know, just the simple things in life. That's what praise. When we lift God up, the more we lift him up, the higher, and the, oh my God, I feel the anointing. The more we lift God up, the more we praise God, hallelujah, and get ourselves out of the way. It's all about nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Yes.
Hallelujah.
So that's praise that we need to get. Yes.
Okay.
That's praise.
Hallelujah. I got to bear with me, amen. Tell me about joy.
Joy is it's a song, you know, that the Lord gave me. It's just, you know, just having joy. You know what I'm saying? Joy, unspeakable joy. When the guys, when they gave me the tracks to write in joy, it really wasn't a type of track that I would do because I'm a praise and worship leader. But when I went home, the Lord just gave me the words and I wrote them down. And it's, the song was simply talking about just having joy, you know, don't worry about it, you know, just the joy of the Lord is our strength. So that's basically, you know, what the song is talking about, having joy, despite if you're having a good day, if you're having a bad day, let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning.
Amen, amen, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank God, amen, and we're about to get into joy right here on Crossroad Temple. We have Psalmist Danita Gibbs with us. Amen.
Amen.
Now just kick back and receive the joy on today.
Amen.
reach for the joy. It's here.
You better pull it on down now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We free up in here. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We free. Amen. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say so. So.
Come on.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Man, it's liberty in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bound up. Amen. Stress and depressed and oppressed. Amen. It's joy. Amen. Woman
Amen.
Of God, that was refreshing.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen. That was Amen. Very refreshing. Amen. Amen. And I was just listening when you was talking about. You said, "Well, I was handed the track, and I'm a worship and praise leader." And did you think that type of track kind of challenged you? Did it take you out your comfort zone?
Oh my God! This entire CD did. Like, literally.
Amen. Because I know in Alabama, y'all have church down there.
What? You talking about church, Lord, have mercy.
Two, three, four services?
Yes.
Praise God. That's old school that the new school need. Amen. Amen.
We need more church now.
The enemy is more loose, but we can run to, you know, trouble. Everybody run to church. We need to run in the house of the Lord. God, okay, you're breaking up a little bit, amen. I know you're a busy woman of God, amen. What I want to ask you is, who are your producers on this album?
This is a team called SWAT Team. And Dr. Henry Payne, he's the president of Audio State 55, and we just had a team of producers coming in to produce this album.
Okay, praise God. Well, shout out to them, amen, doing a fabulous job, amen, and many more success, amen. We have a call, amen, and if you definitely want to get on the line, Crossroad Temple, and definitely... fellowship with Psalmist Danita Gibbs, you can just call in 646-200-3838. You can press 1 and you'll be right here on the temple, amen. Right now we have Minister Darren D from Quality of Life, amen, New Jersey's very own artist. Darren
God
D, how you doing?
God bless you, Faith Walker. Everything is beautiful. God bless you, Sister Gibbs, Psalmist Gibbs. Yeah, I'm loving the music. I'm loving the album. Well, I haven't heard the whole album, but I'm loving the two songs I've heard so far. You know what I'm saying? You're a blessing. And, you know, I'm just loving everything. God bless you, sis.
Amen. God bless you, too. Thank you.
Very welcome. I mean, that without you, it's touching. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely, you know, letting everybody know that without God, we are nothing. We can't do nothing. You know, we can't wake up. We can't breathe. We can't walk. I love it. God bless.
Amen. That's right. That just sums it up in a nutshell, huh?
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. I like the woman of God because she's serious about the things of God.
Yes, I hear.
When you suffer. When you suffered, come on now. You ain't got no time. And listen, you see us, you identify with Christ through the suffering. And once you got it, when you suffer, you don't play around with the things of God. There ain't no shucking and jiving on that thing.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Glory be to God. Amen.
Yes. And when you realize where you're supposed to be and when you're still here, I mean, that gives you a reason right there to make you want to just love God and live right every day. Each and every day of their life.
Mm.
Yeah.
Amen. Without taking up too much of your time, Minister Darren D, anything else you want to say, amen, to the woman of God, amen, before we, because I know you're a busy man of God as well. I know you got a lot of things. I know you're touring right now, doing a lot of things, amen.
I just want to tell the sister, you know, continue to praise God, continue to glorify Him, continue to let Him use you. And through music, I'm a new fan, you know. So God bless you, sis. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
I'm a spread
God bless you,
about your name, you know. So
thank you.
Danita Gibbs is on Darren Deek's list, you know. God bless you, sis. And
Amen.
And God bless you too, Faith Walker. And God bless Crossroad Temples.
Amen.
Love you guys.
God bless you. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless. Darren Deke, ladies and gentlemen. Minister Darren Deke. Amen. Amen. Woman of God, we about to get into nothing better than you.
Oh, yes.
Now, tell us about that.
One of the producers actually wrote that song for me. And the song is basically called, I Can Be Sitting on Top of the World, Breaking Diamonds and Pearls, but there's nothing better than Jesus. No matter what you face in life, no matter how rich you become, you will never in your life find nothing better than Jesus.
Lord, that's a sermon for a lot of y'all pastors listening on tonight. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Okay, amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Nothing better than you. Go ahead and introduce this again, woman of God.
Yes, this song is called Nothing Better Than You by yours truly, Benita Gibbs.
You heard it here.
But let me tell you, it's not better than you. And I can have the finest things in life. But let me tell you, it's not better than you. It's not better than you. I can be sitting on top of the world, draped in diamonds and pearls. But not better.
nothing better than you. Amen. Jesus. Amen. By our very own psalmist, a woman of God, Danita Gibbs. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Well, we thank God. Amen. Nothing better than you. Let me touch on that a little bit more. Nothing better than you. Amen. What is the meat of that? Nothing better than you. I mean, what feeling does you get when you sing that song? Nothing better than you.
When I think about that song, the film, I think about everybody, like the rappers and stuff, like the, you know, the R&B rappers and, you know, and like us, like gospel artists, you know, especially in the part, I can even travel from place to place where everybody knows my face. But that's not nothing. That's not better than you.
Mm.
And then I can have houses, lands, and almost anything. But let me tell you, it's not better than you. And then it says, if I'm on, Lord, bring me over. I want to be nearer, closer to you. And that's simply saying, you know, if I get lost,
Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. If I get
glory
lost,
to you, God.
I just want to bring me closer, God. Hallelujah. I want to be close to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Don't let me get caught up in the riches of this world. Don't let me get caught up in fame. Mm. Don't let me get caught up in fortune.
Yes.
I want to be nearer. I want to be close to you because you are light and you are truth. That there's nothing better.
Hallelujah.
Better than you.
Oh,
world,
Jesus.
There's nothing better than Jesus. Hallelujah.
Nothing better.
Mm.
Nothing better.
Nothing.
You had a whole world. Give me Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. You can praise God on here. Amen. Amen. This is the temple. Amen. You can praise Him. You can hallelujah. Amen. And you want to pray in the spirit, my God, you can go ahead and let God have His way in the temple. Amen. We honor Christ, the risen King. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, woman of God, amen. We have a call. We have callers on the line, amen. Sorry, callers, for keeping y'all waiting, but, you know, we get our praise on and our worship, amen. That's how we do, spirit-led, amen. We have, Manny S.C. We have Carolina's very own Manny S.C., amen, fresh off of his tour of duty, amen.
Amen.
Manny S.C.
Yes, sir. Faith Walker, how you doing, brother?
Oh, man, I'm blessed, man. I'm definitely blessed, man, and I'm glad you can check in with us, amen. I know you're working on your album as well, man of God, and definitely appreciate you calling, showing your love to the woman of God.
Yes, sir. I enjoy. How you doing, Miss Anita Gibbs? How you doing? Hello?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Oh, yeah, she's still here. You was fading out a little bit.
Psalmist Gibbs, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing awesome. I enjoyed all your songs. I'm just, man, I'm excited. Just looking forward to what the Lord's going to do in your life because you're representing the body of Christ, and it's awesome. I know He's going to bless you beyond your expectations, beyond what you could even ask or think. I just know it. And I'm just, I'm excited about it in spirit. In spirit. I'm excited about it. I'm excited.
I appreciate it. You know, it's, all I can say is it's all God, for real. It's all God. Yes. Thank you so much for your encouraging words. I appreciate that.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. And just be encouraged and continue to encourage. Just the way you're allowing the Lord to use you, it's been a blessing to me. I'm sure it's a blessing to everybody else. It's just, it's like I said, I'm excited about it. I'm excited. Like it's me. I'm excited.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you, amen, Manny. I see, amen, for on the check in, amen, and showing your love to the woman of God, amen. And, amen. We'll definitely be looking out for you as you complete your project, man of God. When you get it finished, amen, be sure to come by and holler at us on the temple.
Definitely, definitely, man.
All right. Definitely. God bless you, Manny. I see.
God bless
you, Christ, amen. Amen, amen. Now, woman of God, because I know our time is winding down, but nevertheless, I want you to give out all your links to the many people, artists, pastors, overseers. I definitely want you to just give out your information and also booking information if they want you to get in their churches and stuff like that. You can do so at this time.
Sure, you can, just connect with me on Facebook by Danita Gibbs. Twitter, Danita, the official D. Gibbs, and you can just, inbox me and I'll give you all the information that you need on my email address, my website. You can just, basically you can Google Danita Gibbs and everything that you need. It'll basically
amen.
Pop up.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
We have another caller. We have the president of EMG, Lady J., joining us right now, Lady J.
God bless y'all. shout out to my sister, Anita Gibbs, and Audio Spake, and Pamela Hutcherson for hooking us up to you. And we just want to encourage you today, woman of God. And we just,
y'all
have blessed me since day one. And we just, I'm just giving honor to God for you. For the glory of God being ushered, through your voice and through your ministry, and we just thank God for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Definitely. Definitely shout out to Pamela, Elder Pamela Hutcherson. We send a special shout out to her. Also, all the Marketplace Prophets. My mother, amen. Hi, Mom. Dewan Holmes Rawlingson, amen. And also my grandma, LaTanya Smith, amen. Special shout out to y'all, awesome women of God who just embraced this ministry. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your intercession, amen. We also thank you for your rebuke, amen. Come on now, amen.
Amen.
We thank God for the rebuke, amen. Amen, amen. We thank God for that because it's the rebuke, amen, that straightens you on up and lines you up perfectly to the things of God. So it just gets you closer, just like what Psalmist was talking about. It's just about drawing closer to God. So we thank God for them. Amen.
Amen. Jesus.
Okay. What I want to ask you, what is next for your next project? I imagine deeper worship.
Yes, that's what I really want to do. It's so much that I really want to do. Especially, I really want to do, a worship project. But we're gonna see what God is gonna do with this project, And after I, do this project, we'll see what God says.
Amen.
Because it's gonna be some changes. Even I don't even know how long. God has us in different processes and different phases in our lives. You understand what I'm trying to say? So we'll see. We're going to see what God, whatever God lead us to do, we're going to do what God tells us to do.
Amen. Our allegiance is to Almighty God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God. Amen.
Amen. God, definitely see a lot of changes though, coming, breaking forth. A lot of changes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I think of what God said in his word. He said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I should fear no evil, for thy rod and staff to comfort me. So God allowed a lot of times to have us going through a lot of various different places. But when he allows us to travel through those places, he lets us know that I am with you. Lo, I am with you even unto the end of the world.
So I thank God that he is with us no matter where we go. We just have to know that he's there. We have to know that we know that we know. In Jesus' name.
That's right. Thank you, Lord. And even in the times when we even feel, when we feel happy, we still got to know that God is with us. He said he'll never leave or forsake us.
Oh, yes.
He said he'll be there with us always, even to the end of the world.
Yes.
And that's a blessing to know that he's with us.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
So, woman of God, before I let you go, where are your church in at? Who's your overseer?
It's Bishop Heron Johnson in Birmingham, Alabama, and the name of the church is called Faith Apostolic Church in Birmingham, Alabama.
Well, definitely shout out to Bishop Johnson and the saints down there. Y'all have done, by the Spirit of the Lord, y'all have done an excellent job with this woman of God. She is a reflection of the power of God in your ministry. Amen. Amen. So we thank God. And the things about leaders, the success of a true leader, overseer, is about the people they birth out. The people that God births out by the anointing. That's where the true success of a leader is. So we thank God for them down there, Bishop Johnson, all those saints down there, the Faith Apostolic Movement down there, amen. True apostolic teaching, amen. You ever down there in Birmingham, definitely go and check them out, amen. And you do praise and worship there as well.
I do praise and worship there, you know, when I'm in town. So yes,
amen. Amen, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all definitely stop in, amen, and just be blessed. Go there for the Spirit of the Lord. Don't go there to her, for Danita Gibbs, amen. You go there for the Word of God. You go, Jesus.
Yes.
You go there for the Word of God. You go there for the anointing. Go there for the anointing. Amen.
Yes.
And you like what God has done with her, amen. You go there and allow God to do work on you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Yes. And for those who haven't purchased the album, I want to, you know, go ahead and tell them that they can go to their Walmarts or iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, all of the stores to purchase it, because, you know, it'll be a blessing to you. It'll be a blessing, and the message is in there. Best Buy, you know, we can go and get our kids 50 Cent album. And,
come on,
you know, all kind of cursing and degrading women. Yes, and we see what happened to Hannah Montana. Yes.
Oh, Lord.
What's her name? Miley Cyrus. My heart just goes out to her. It's so sad. And we can go and buy our kids this. We need to go get our kids some music that they can minister to their ears, especially
That's
in
right.
the time that we're living in. So support good gospel music.
Mm-hmm.
People of God, go out and support. Let's support each other. Let's support these artists that have worked hard. Not only me, but I'm talking about all of us artists. You know, we need to push each other, because, you know, we need the world needs to hear, you know, some good gospel music.
Amen.
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 Amen. It's the same thing that I tell all the younger, you know, the gospel rappers and things of that. We do about the anointing, amen. You know, not about bouncing. We want folks to get loose, amen, in the spirit, amen, by the anointing, by the Spirit of God, amen. Whatever you do, you do it unto the Lord, so, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, woman of God, I hate to let you go, amen.
Okay.
I hate to let you go, but nevertheless, I know you're a busy woman of God, and from what I understand, you was on TBN the other night.
Yes. And on October 2nd, we'll be on the Word Network. So you guys, make sure you have 20.
October 2nd,
we'll be on the Word Network. And Lexi will be hosting that segment. So make sure you guys have DirecTV. Make sure y'all tune in and pray with me that the Lord will use me to minister to somebody. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, we definitely will announce it out on the tempo. October 2nd, Psalmist Danita Gibbs. She will be on the Word Network. Mark that on your calendars, in your iPhones, and support the woman of God. You know, she said Lexi will be there, so definitely support her on that.
Yes. Amen. And thank you so much. I just want to say thank you so much for having me. It's been a real blessing. And God bless you and everything you do and the ministry that that God has birthed out of you. You keep on being a blessing to the body of Christ. God has so many great things in store for you. Amen. So just thank you so much again, and Lady J and everybody that just took time out, you know, for me to be on the show. God bless you all.
Amen. And we also give a shout out to Rich Money and executive producer, amen, Lavina, yeah, Polite, amen, on GQ, mm-hmm, Palace. We definitely give a special shout out to them as well, yeah, who powers the Crossroad Temple, amen. We definitely shout them out on all their hard work, amen, yeah, that they do behind, amen, the scenes. In,
yes,
Jesus' name. So, amen, woman of God, you got to come back whenever you drop your next album, amen, or another single, amen. You are more than welcome on the temple, amen. You just, amen, you just let us know about the latest single, amen. 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 Especially when you come out with that worship album, amen. I'm going to claim that in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
You be sure to come on right on back to the temple, amen, so we can allow God to use you to bless the listeners.
Amen. Thank you so much. And God bless you all again.
Amen.
Y'all have a blessed week in Jesus' name.
You too. Ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, Psalmist Danita Gibbs. Amen. Well, body of Christ, amen. But we're going to end in prayer because the Holy Spirit just moved throughout this broadcast. Amen. And just tap into the oneness of God. If I had to leave anything with you on today, you can have the Holy Spirit, but to be in the body of Christ, that's another thing. God does not want you just to have his spirit. He wants you to be inside of him. He wants us to be one with him as he's one with the Father. So in this season, in this dispensation, just think about taking your relationship with God to the next level, to the next level. The woman of God was just talking tonight, by Psalmist Danita Gibbs, by way of the Spirit. She was just talking about, and God just confirmed with me as he spoke to me in service, he was just saying, a next level of worship, a next level of praise. So just work on that. No matter, thank you, Jesus. No matter whatever you're going through, just worship and praise your way through it, and God will see you through. We are back here on next week, amen, starting off with Spiritual Sunday at 7 o'clock with Sister Lavina Polite and all the saints over there, Minister Weathersby, Pastor Sherry, all of them over there at Spiritual Sunday, where they can share your testimonies and listen to some great gospel music. And then 9 o'clock, you will find yourself back here on the temple. We break the best and latest gospel artists, as well as pioneers, as well as underground artists. We bridge the gap between gospel rappers, gospel lyricists, amen, urban, contemporary, urban worship, praise, you name it. At the Crossroad, God brings it all together. He bridges the gap by the anointing. So we thank God for you tuning in. May you have a God night, amen, in Jesus' name. I declare and I decree that over your life in Jesus' name. Good night, Crossroad Temple. Lights off.
Yes, Lord. You know what? You've been going through a dry season, but the living waters will refresh you in this season. You need healing for your soul. You need a revival. You got Prince Redeem on the track. You got the Lazarus on the track.
Shalom, Christ in my door, I'm good. way. My life was kind of loosey, pulled it tighter than some braids. Every bar got a message like Tyler Perry played. Yeah, I can hear them, what they saying don't hurt me. Your words sweeter than honey in a bag of Hershey's. Use for your glory, Holy Spirit, please work me. I'ma keep bringing heat like a T-Wave dirty crush ahead of the curtain. No venom from the cobra. Listen to the general, speak to your soldiers. Can't count me out, I'm in it till it's over. Boxing with the enemy, Rocky Balboa. I can hear your voice, I'm about to lead a force. Spirit on fire, Olympic torch. Feel it in my spirit, God, you my source. We ain't riding no hunter, but we all on the course.
I'm